following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream, internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson, and your hosts Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Cumberland River Hospital, proudly providing local health care for over 50 years.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Tennessee Land Management, your local source for all things concerning property improvement.
By Anderson Hometown Pharmacy, come to the 100% family-owned local pharmacy for all your prescription needs.
By Don Franklin Chevrolet of Burksville, make the short 30-minute drive north from Salina for your next new vehicle.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
It's the seventh game of the year for Clay County High School basketball. Second-year head coach Matt Walker and his 4-2 Lady Bulldogs look for their third straight win after their first District 6A win against Gordonsville this past Friday. 18th-year head coach Rob Edwards and his 4-2 Bulldog squad have won four straight and are really hitting their stride. Tonight, the Yellow Jacket teams from Hartsville had made the journey to Salina for a pair of district contests. Head coach Jeremy Wilhelm and his 1-5 Lady Yellow Jackets are seeking their first district win of the season, while head coach Ryan Sleeper and his 3-3 Yellow Jackets look to get above the 500 mark. Victories tonight for the Bulldog teams will possibly help them host opening round games in the season-ending District 6A tournament. We're coming to you live tonight for Clay County versus Trousdale County.
Welcome to the David Benjamin TV phone and internet pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Lady Bulldog basketball featuring legendary coach Joe Sims and hosts Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
David is the Upper Cumberland's only authorized retailer, offering a combination of DirecTV, Dish Network, HughesNet, Exceed, Frontier, Charter, and Twin Lakes service.
Clay County fans, give him a call at 931-528-5233 or look him up on Facebook for all your technology needs. Because when you contact David Benjamin TV phone and internet, you'll be dealing with somebody like you, not a corporate contractor.
Though David Benjamin is the Lady Bulldog pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history while offering a wide array of antiques and collectibles.
Clay County Farm Supply, the community's leader in farm products and feed, while offering a wide array of home improvement and building supplies.
Salina Lumber, the getting place, serving Clay County as the place for all things home improvement for the better part of a century.
Homer Improvement, when you get to it and can't do it, call the contractor that's used to it.
Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Anderson Hometown Pharmacy. Come to the pharmacy owned by family for all your prescription needs and always be loud and Clay County proud.
And Budget Pest Control. When Clay County wins, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Coming up, we will recap last week's games, delve into a bite of Bulldog history, hear from both Bulldog coach Rob Edwards and Lady Bulldog coach Matt Walker, ask legendary Lady Dog coach Joe Sims what tonight's keys to the games are, hear a final word from our host, and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Lady Bulldog basketball streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Solana for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activity Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SolanaHealthAndRehab.com.
Have you bought a new farm that needs work or just have an area you want cleaned up on your current property? If so, give Tennessee Land Management a call for a bid on clearing that wooded or overgrown area and add value to your farm. Offering dozer work, excavating, mulching, and even automatic watering systems and waterline installation, Tennessee Land Management is your local source for all things concerning property improvement. Give owner Mitch Gray a call today, 615-866-8426. Tennessee Land Management is a proud supporter of Clay County Athletics, encouraging you to show your Bulldog pride.
This is the David Benjamin TV Phone and Internet Pregame Show. We're pleased to have you with us for our fourth Bulldog Basketball Game of the Week broadcast on the Horizon Sports Network. For the third time this year, we're here at home with the Dogs. I'm Daniel Strong, and I'll do my best to bring you the play-by-play action tonight. Later on, we'll have the privilege of being joined by former Lady Bulldogs head coach Joe Sims for the girls' game, and then my former Bulldog head coach Thomas Watson for the boys' game. For now, I'm accompanied by the network's analyst, statistician, and founder, Thomas Weaver.
Daniel, it's good to be back in the friendly confines of Bulldog Gymnasium after a kind of a long road trip down to Gordonsville last week. And it's a pleasure, as always, to be sitting alongside you, and we got a good one tonight. The teams from Travisdale County may not have the best of records, but tonight's games are district contests, and they're always battles. No matter who's playing in them. We saw last week in Gordonsville it was that way early on. Those games were back and forth.
They were. This new district, 6A, these eight teams, night in and night out, anybody can beat anybody.
Plus, this is the last game we'll be doing together for a while with our amazing new color analysts, legendary coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson, who we can't thank enough for getting on board this season. They've really brought a lot to the table, Daniel.
They have. It's been nice to have their experience and good personalities, too.
And the reason I say it's going to be a while, WLIV 104.7 FM on your radio dial has Friday's big matchup with Pica County, and all of the holiday tournaments the Dogs and Lady Dogs are going to play in covered. So we won't be back until next year.
That's true. It'll be January.
I always like to say, we'll see you next year. But it's really just a week or two away.
Right.
January 7th at Monterey is our next game of the week here on the Horizon Sports Network. But you know what? We wouldn't be here tonight or in Monterey then without the support of our sponsors, like the two legendary coaches who are helping us out. Our long list of supporters from everybody tonight and jumped on board to help make these broadcasts possible. Kudos to all of them for sure.
Now, you got that right. As I look around the gym, I see their same names all over plastered around the walls. They've helped everybody out.
Besides putting Clay County Sports on the airways, we also want to remind our listeners they can read about all the games each week in the Del Hollow Horizon newspaper, where this thing got its start. We've been publishing the paper for the better part of two decades now, and the Horizon Sports Network is simply an extension of that. So we hope everybody will pick up a paper next week for full coverage of tonight's game and much more. Like this week, where we published a story about Clay Countyans planning on turning WKU Arena into a homecoming for Tyreek Key. I'm sure looking forward to that one, Daniel. Pretty amazing how local folks always turn out to support their own.
Oh, I'm sure we'll see at least 400 or 500, if not more, Clay Countyans go watch Tyreek, who's having a tremendous freshman year.
He is, and I can't wait. I'm going myself. I think you are and your family. Solana may be shut down this weekend.
Could be.
We could talk forever about Tyreek and the following he has, but we better get in to the Horizon Weekly Recap. A summary of what was in print this week in the newspaper. The Lady Dogs turned things around after dropping back-to-back games and are now on a two-game win streak. That headline read, Clay Girls Get Back on Track.
It did. There were two games that took place, Coalfield on Monday night, and then Gordonsville Friday night. First, we'll look at the Coalfield game. Junior Kenzie Arms dropped 10 of her total, and junior Maddie Harlan got 7 more in the opening quarter to help Clay County outscore Coalfield 24-10 after one. Freshman Rachel Kopas also got going in the second to put her squad up 44-25 at the half. The Lady Yellow Jackets drained 4 threes to pull within 7 of the Lady Dogs in the third, but that's when junior Taylor Strong went to work. She tallied 13 before the third quarter ended and helped secure the team's 23-point victory. Final score, Clay County 92, Coalfield 69.
Strong led the way with 28 in that game. Kenzie Arms had 24, so two with over 20 points. Maddie Harlan had 11. Rachel Kopas also 11, four in double figures. Boone had 6. Katie Arms 3, Lily Burchett 3, Cara Butterworth 2, Dory McLean 2, Kelsey Roten 1, and Hannah Rains 1.
Good overall night. I know Coach Matt Walker was pleased with that 92-point total. We'll look at Friday night's game, go a little deeper in it now, against Gordonsville, Lady Tigerettes. The Lady Dogs led 21-10 after one and extended their margin to 51-16 by intermission behind a huge second quarter. The final 8 minutes before the half saw the black and gold outpace the Tigerettes 30-6. That huge run allowed reserves to play the majority of the second half, where the Lady Dogs cruised to a 36-point victory. Final score in that one, Clay County 73, Gordonsville 37.
Good win, just like you said, Daniel. Again, Taylor Strong led the way with 15 points this time. Kenzie Arms had 12. Rachel Kopas 11. The senior Brittany Boone had 10. Carl Butterworth 8. Lily Burchett came in late and made 2 big threes and had 7 points. Maddie Harlan 5, Marley Ashlock 2, Madison Key 2, and Katie Arms had a free throw.
Certainly a great week for the Lady Dogs. I know getting back on track after those losses to Macon County and Jackson County, very pleased with the calendar week they put in last week.
They did, and the Dogs, they put it all together lately, Daniel. That headline read, Dogs on a roll with 4 wins in a row.
They have, and we'll look at, once again, first at the Coalfield game back from last Monday night, as you chronicled in the Rising newspaper, Thomas. Junior Heath Kimes put up 8. Junior Landon Woodcock nailed 2 threes, and sophomore Jake Ashlock scored 7 in the opening frame, and Clay County had a massive lead of 31-15 after one. That quick start served as the difference in the game because the Yellow Jackets played virtually even with the Dogs the rest of the way, but it was enough, though, that early lead was for Clay County to get the road win 80-68.
It was, and we saw a new player kind of lead us in that one. Heath Kimes had 18 on the night, a season high for sure, possibly a career high. Landon Wilcock, 14. Gavin Silk, 14. Jake Ashlock, 13. Sharp. Mason Sharp, 9, B.J. Emberton, 7, Sage Tiernan, 2, Gunnar Silk, 2, and Seth Ogletree, 1.
Now we'll look at that Gordonsville game from this past Friday night. The team beat Gordonsville with junior Gavin Silk sidelined due to injury, and they did it behind the consistency of junior Landon Woodcock, the emergence of sophomore sharpshooter Mason Sharp, and the athleticism of junior B.J. Emberton. Sharp and Emberton were both seeing their first-ever starting roles for the squad. After a fast-paced, back-and-forth first half, the black and gold led 41-35 at intermission. But that's when Sharp blew the game open with 5 three-pointers in the third quarter. Sharp's hot hand put the Dogs up 64-45 at the end of three, and Coach Edwards' squad held on for a 15-point victory, 78-63.
Though Sharp had that huge third quarter, Landon Woodcock again led the way with 23 points. Sharp had 6 total three-pointers on the night and scored 21 in his first start. B.J. Emerson, he answered the bell too in his first start, had 19 big points. Ben Bailey came off the bench, made a huge shot in the first half with 5 points. Jake Ashlock, 4. Heath Kimes, 4. And Kel McBride rounded out the scoring with 2.
Maybe it's the best game of the year for the Dogs. Had 3 guys, we're going to say, essentially with 20 points, and pretty big.
So far it is. That wraps up our Horizon weekly recap, a summary of what was in print last week. We're only about a half hour away from the Lady Dogs tip, and we're about to take a break. But before we do, we want to encourage everybody listening to share our link for us. Contact at least one friend, family member, or whoever, and tell them to go to DaleHallHorizon.com/listen to hear tonight's games live, or make sure they know they can hear them anytime by following our archives link. While you do that, enjoy these words from our sponsors and stay with us for more of our pregame show to come here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
With Twin Lakes Advanced Business Solutions, your business can stay connected 24/7 and have a peace of mind knowing local technicians and business solution consultants are only a phone call away. Choose Twin Lakes and get connected to solutions your business needs. All powered by a robust, reliable fiber network. From broadband speeds up to 1 gig to key systems, special circuits, security, and more, Twin Lakes has you covered. Don't settle for anything less. See how Twin Lakes can keep your business connected today. TN cert number C-0026.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
You're listening to the David Benjamin TV, phone, and internet pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Lady Bulldog basketball featuring legendary coach Joe Sims and hosts Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
David is the Upper Cumberland's only authorized retailer offering a combination of DirecTV, Dish Network, HughesNet, Exceed, Frontier, Charter, and Twin Lakes service.
Clay County fans, give him a call at 931-528-5233 or look him up on Facebook for all your technology needs. Because when you contact David Benjamin, TV, phone, and internet, you'll be dealing with somebody like you, not a corporate contractor.
Though David Benjamin is the Lady Bulldog pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history while offering a wide array of antiques and collectibles.
Clay County Farm Supply, the community's leader in farm products and feed, while offering a wide array of home improvement and building supplies.
Salina Lumber, the getting place, serving Clay County as the place for all things home improvement for the better part of a century.
Home improvement, when you get to it and can't do it, call the contractor that's used to it.
Holly's Place, look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Anderson Hometown Pharmacy, come to the pharmacy owned by family for all your prescription needs and always be loud and Clay County proud.
And Budget Pest Control, when Clay County wins, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Up next, we will hear from both Bulldog coach Rob Edwards and Lady Bulldog coach Matt Walker. Ask legendary coach Joe Sims what tonight's keys to the game are for the Lady Dogs. Hear a final word before tip-off and the announcement of the starting lineups. Stay with us as we get ready for tip-off of Lady Bulldog basketball here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Now, Clay County fans, let's go inside the Bulldog locker room with head coach Rob Edwards. Brought to you by Clay County Farm Supply, the community's leader in farm products and feed, while offering a wide array of home improvement and building supplies. This is Thomas Weaver here inside the Clay County High School Gymnasium, just hours away from Clay County, hosting Trousdale County tonight, where the 4-2 Dogs will take on the 3-3 Yellow Jackets, hoping to remain unbeaten in District 6A play. I'm here with head coach Rob Edwards for this edition of Inside the Bulldog Locker Room. Thanks for inviting us in today, Coach.
Yep. As always, glad to have you, Thomas.
Your team's on a roll, Coach. After dropping the first two, they've reeled off four straight wins.
You're correct.
Not to put you on the spot or anything.
Well, like I've said all along, you know, we may have been the best 0-2 team in the state of Tennessee there. We were down 0-2. We knew that we had potential to be good. Now, you know, we're probably going to lose another one or two before the season's over, but hopefully not tonight. And you know, we've developed some consistency, and some guys have stepped up and given us a lot of good minutes and did some good things for us to help us get that four in a row.
Well, you mentioned it, and they've kind of done it by spreading the ball around with three or four guys in double figures every night. You can't really beat that.
No, and I've said before, we're talking to you and a lot of other people, this team is one that, like many I've had through the years, where the kids just don't care who gets the credit. They don't care who scores night in and night out. They just want to win. And that goes a long way when you have a team like that, and teammates trust one another, and you know, just good chemistry.
Well, we talk about kind of spreading it around, but there's been one constant, and that's the Smith County transfer, Landon Woodcock. He's averaging close to 20 points a game, and really quietly leads this team with his consistency.
Yeah, we don't even consider him a Smith Countyan anymore. He's he's at home here in Clay County, and we're certainly glad to have him. But he has led the way pretty much night in and night out on the scoring end of things. Also has several assists. He's our leading offensive rebounder, believe it or not, at this
wow.
point in the season. Just barely ahead of Gavin Silk. So, you know, he brings a lot to the table, can score outside, can score inside, can run the point when Heath needs a break, does a lot of good things for us.
Well, needless to say, we're proud to have him. And you mentioned him right behind Landon, would have to be Gavin Silk. But he missed the Gordonsville game with an ankle injury, and I assume he's still out tonight, Coach?
He is. He's still on crutches. He's going to have a hard time with this. This is a tough-looking ankle injury. I'm not sure what the time frame is going to end up being, but he's still on crutches today.
I know I came in here yesterday tracking down Coach Walker for an interview and saw him sitting down here. It doesn't look good.
No, we had him in the ice bucket again this morning trying to get the swelling down. It's beginning to change colors a little bit and turn some ugly colors, which is usually a good thing. So it means the healing process has started. So, you know, we're going to keep him out until he's, you know, 95-100%, because I just don't see the need at this point in the season to bring him back and risk him injuring it more.
But in his absence, the rest of the team really rose to the occasion, especially the other night in Gordonsville. B.J. Emberton and Mason Sharp got their first starts last week, and boy, did they make the most of it. I think they combined for 40 points, Coach.
Well, they did. They both had great debuts in the starting lineup, and things that, you know, we've known all along they're capable of doing. You know, it's just a matter of them having the opportunity to do it, and they made the most of that last week. And I think, you know, maybe we've proved to some people that, you know, we've got some guys come off the bench that can give us some good minutes and play for us. And both those guys will get to start again tonight. So, you know, hopefully we get more of the same from them. My biggest concern going into last Friday was who's going to take Gavin's spot as a rebounder. And Jake Ashlock, you know, 10 rebounds against Gordonsville the other night. So he had a good night, too. Didn't show up in the point column, but rebounds are pretty important.
I agree with you, and we commented on Jake early on in that broadcast. He kind of brought that grit that Gavin brings really stepped up and became that leader in the paint for you.
He was. You know, we challenged him before the game to lead us on the boards, and of course, Gordonsville had a couple big kids, 6'5 and 6'7, and so we needed to be tough in there, but he did a great job. He matched up physically with them and, you know, just went nose to nose, and he's a gritty player when he wants to be.
And BJ was kind of all over the place, driving, scoring. But you have to go to Mason Sharp. I mean, he made five threes in that third quarter, kind of blew the game open. It was great to see a young player like that kind of come into his own quickly.
Well, I thought it all got – he took the first shot of the game, you know, and it bounced around the rim and fell through. And so at that point, I think he that took a lot of pressure off of him. He come out at halftime there and made those five threes in the third quarter. It was just a one-man game pretty much. Just blew the game open by himself. But he was feeling good that third quarter. One trip down the floor, he just looked at me and he said, I'm feeling good, Coach. I said, we'll keep shooting it then.
Well, let's hope he's feeling the same way tonight as we take on this athletic Trousdale County team, as they always are. Historically, we've dominated the Yellow Jackets, and we all know that showdown with Piggy County is looming at week's end. Talk about that, trying to keep your team focused on the task at hand and not looking forward to Friday night. I assume that's the key to tonight's game.
Well, you know, practice yesterday, we talked a little bit about staying focused, and I think these guys are mature enough, and they've played enough basketball games, especially with all the experience they got last season, not looking ahead, just playing one game at a time. We know Trousdale is very capable of coming in here and beating us. I've seen some film on them, and like you said, they're really athletic. They're strong. They rebound the ball well. Defensively, they get up in you and take away the passing lane. So we have some challenges tonight that we have to take care of before we get to Friday night's game. And that's kind of the way we approached practice yesterday. Just get ready for Trousdale, and we'll get ready for Friday's game on Wednesday.
Well, we're looking forward to both of them. Piggy County, pick number one, kind of your spot for the last few years. What's it like maybe going into this season as that underdog in District 6A?
Well, it's different for sure. A few years ago we were, picked third and fourth and there. But like you said, the last two or three years we've been supposed to finish at the one spot. So, I don't know. For me, it doesn't feel that much different. We still prepare the same way. We still practice the same way. The kids may view it differently. The fans may view it differently. Maybe take it as a challenge a little bit. We're getting the short end of the stick being picked third, because I think we can finish third for sure. But I think we have the potential to maybe do a little better than that.
Sounds good to me. I'm right there with you, Coach. Thanks for taking the time to talk with us today, and good luck tonight. Folks, it'll be a while before we talk to Coach again. After the holidays on January 7th to preview the Dogs' road trip to Monterey, we'll have a lot to get caught up on with Coach Edwards then, and we'll hope you join us.
This has been Inside the Bulldog Locker Room with Head Coach Rob Edwards, brought to you by Clay County Farm Supply, the community's leader in farm products and feed, while offering a wide array of home improvement and building supplies.
Are you looking for quality health care close to home? Cumberland River Hospital offers emergency and acute care services, geriatric psychiatric care, outpatient physical therapy, and home health care. Our medical clinic serves geriatric, adult, and pediatric patients. Cumberland River Hospital has been serving this community for over 50 years. Our commitment to our community is a driving force behind what we do. Cumberland River Hospital is a proud supporter of Clay County Boys Basketball. It's the way we care.
Don Franklin Versatile Chevrolet is a proud sponsor of Clay County Basketball. We're also proud to offer the folks of Clay County a state-of-the-art facility for all your vehicle needs. Whether you're looking for quality GM parts, or maybe GM Goodrich service, or what about a new or used car, truck, or SUV? We've got them, over 4,000 of them. Come up and visit us. We're at 1465 South Main, just across the river in Burksville, or you can call us at 1-800-766-9600, or you can see all 4,000 vehicles online at www.donfranklinautos.com.
Want to be treated like family? Then come to the pharmacy owned by family, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy of Salina. 100% family owned by Dr. Tara Anderson and sisters Tasha and Tia, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy invites Clay County fans to give them a call at 243-6337 and stop in for all your prescription needs, free in-county delivery, or ice cold water while you wait. Anderson Hometown Pharmacy encourages you to always be loud and Clay County proud. Now, Clay County fans, let's go inside the Lady Bulldog locker room with head coach Matt Walker. Brought to you by Solana Lumber, the Getting Place, serving Clay County as the place for all things home improvement for the better part of a century. This is Thomas Weaver inside the Clay County High School Gymnasium, just hours away from Clay County hosting Trousdale County tonight, where the 4-2 Lady Dogs will take on the 1-5 Lady Yellow Jackets, hoping to make it 2 conference wins in a row. I'm here with head coach Matt Walker for this edition of Inside the Lady Bulldog Locker Room. Thanks for having us in today, Coach.
It's great to have you here again.
After that tough 2-game stretch, your team's back on track with back-to-back wins, Coach.
We have. We played well the last couple games. We've got great contributions from some other girls, and it's nice to get back on a winning streak heading into Christmas.
And they've come behind your two leaders kind of as it's gone all year long, juniors Taylor Strong and Kenzie Arms, who I consider probably one of the best duos in this conference. They both had huge nights in Coalfield and led the way against Gordsville, too.
I'll agree with you, and other teams know it as well. They know that there are two primary scorers, and some teams game plan to shut them down, and they're still going to get their shots. You know, they're good players. They're going to get their shots no matter what the other team does to try to take them away. Just need them to continue to be efficient with their shots and then make plays for themselves and get others involved as well.
And like I say, to me, they stack up with anybody in the Upper Cumberland as two of the best players.
They are. A nice inside-outside combination. They work well together. They feed each other. You know, probably half their assists are to each other. They just they play together for so long, they just know each other.
And besides them, others have stepped up, too. I mean, the senior Brittany Boone, junior Maddie Harlan, the freshman Rachel Copas, and a whole laundry list of other players for you, Coach.
They have, and it really started with practice. Brittany and Maddie, especially this week in practice, or I guess last week in practice going into the Coalfield game, Brittany had 2 or 3 great practices right in a row where she was being very aggressive, using her full set of athletic ability. And Maddie, you know, right before the Gordonsville game, she come out and had a great practice, making every 3-pointer she took. And, you know, she's got that capability. Her and Brittany both do. And Copas, you know, Copas has been fairly consistent for a freshman. She's got the ability as well. And I'd like to see some other younger players step up as well. You know, Katie and Kelsey, I think they've got some potential. And Marley and Madison as well. And you know, we've got a very talented group of young girls. They've just got to get the court time and the confidence and the high school speed to go with it.
Well, the last couple of games, they've gotten that time. And somebody we may have kind of left out a little bit is getting a lot of minutes and playing well for you. And that's Cara Butterworth. She shot the ball pretty well. Kind of been inconsistent as far as her shooting goes, but giving you some good minutes.
At this time last year, if Cara wasn't shooting the ball well, she'd probably be on the bench, you know, because she was kind of one-dimensional in what she could do last year. This year, we're just a better team with her on the floor. She passes the ball well. She rebounds the ball well for her size. She's usually in a pretty good position on defense. You know, she's still got a ways to go on that end, but she's finding ways to contribute other than just her shooting this year.
And we kind of talked about it all year. She was the leading scorer, I think, in the Jackson County game. Then you get Boone and these others stepping up. But we talked about needing to get more production out of that group, and they answered the bell the last few games.
They have. You know, if we can get 4 scores in double figures like we had the last couple games, we've got a good chance to win. And it don't take much, you know, just one basket a quarter to get that 8 to 10 points. And, you know, Cara, she made 3 threes against Jackson. We got to find somebody else to step up with her. You know, Tyler and Kenzie didn't score the ball hardly as well as they had been that game. You know, you get Tyler and Kenzie back close to their average. You get Cara making 3 threes a game. You get Boone scoring 8 to 10 points a game, plus whatever Copas and the others give you. You know, we're going to be pretty tough to beat.
That adds up quick.
It does. It does.
At all of those. And tonight, we're facing a team which we've historically dominated. But you told me yesterday for the paper they're kind of dangerously capable.
They're very dangerous. You know, they're a team that was going to the region tournament in the other district before they got moved. You know, they was a 3-seed, 4-seed in that other district. And if this was, you know, last year, this would be a team we'd be playing in the first round of the district tournament. Matter of fact, they went up, knocked Clark Range off in the region tournament a couple years ago.
Right.
Sent them home. They've got 3 really, really good guards that are dangerous. They've got a quick little point guard. They've got a good shooter. And 2 of them, I know, were transfers from Macon County. You know, they've seen that Macon had a good crop of young girls coming in, and they moved down to Trousdale, and they've been very successful down there.
And I kind of glanced at their schedule. Their record's not great, but, you know, they played some close games.
They played some very good teams as well. So I don't think they're going to be intimidated by us coming up here. You know, they just got done playing Clark Range Friday night. Clark Range broke the school record and possibly a state record by making 21 threes against them.
Oh, my.
So I'm going to say if we make 21 threes tonight, we probably come out here with a win as well.
I'd have to agree on that also. And this game's important. I know it's hard not to look ahead to the matchup with Pickett County on Friday night. But this is a district, a conference game, and you talk about how important each and every one of them are this season.
It is. You know, one thing that's changed this year, number one, there's eight teams in the district as opposed to four. That puts that first-round district tournament game as a do-or-die game. If you lose that first-round district tournament game, you know, you're going home after one game. In addition to that, it's satellite games this year. That means the higher seed gets the host. So, you know, you don't want to be in that 4, 5, 6 spot where you're having to travel on the road. Or even in the 4 spot where you're having to host a number 5 seed that you possibly split with or, you know, somebody dangerous. You want to be that top 1, 2, or 3 seed.
And this game can help you get there as far as conference standing goes. So what does your team have to do tonight to kind of stay focused and not look towards the Lady Bobcats coming Friday and come out on top and roll into Friday night with that three-game winning streak and this momentum?
As I mentioned, Trousdale has three very good guards. We've got to contain their guards. They got a quick little point guard that presents problems for us. I would probably compare her to Maddie Harlan. She's really, really quick. I've got a very good shooting guard, and they've got a pretty good all-around athlete. We've got to contain those three guards. And then offensively, we've got to shoot the ball well. You know, Trousdale's going to play a zone. They're going to pack it in and try to take Kinsey away, and then, you know, we've got to shoot the ball well. The coach has also been known to play some jump defenses in the past, so it kind of wouldn't surprise me to see a box in one. You know, we've worked against that in practice the last couple of days, and we put some new stuff in against it and have our other girls in the position to step up and make some shots.
All right, Coach. Looking forward to it. Thanks for taking the time to talk with us today, and good luck tonight. Folks, it'll be a while before we catch up with Coach again after the holidays on January 7th when we preview the Lady Dogs road trip to Monterey. We'll have a lot to get caught up then. Caught up on then with Coach Walker. We hope you'll join us.
This has been Inside the Lady Bulldog Locker Room with Head Coach Matt Walker. Brought to you by Solana Lumber, the Getting Place, serving Clay County as the place for all things home improvement for the better part of a century.
Back here on the Horizon Sports Network. Again, we apologize for the technical difficulties we've been having. We're getting ready for Lady Bulldog action. We're about 10 minutes away from tip of the Lady Bulldogs versus the Lady Yellow Jackets, Daniel. And I'm not sure how much history we got in our Vita Bulldog history segment before we had these problems. So I think let's recap maybe the team history and see how much time we have left after that.
Okay, we'll do that, Thomas. As it is every week, this Battle Bulldog history segment is brought to you by Town Square Antiques and owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren. First of all, we'll look at the championship history of each of the two squads. Trousdale County Lady Yellow Jackets have never qualified for the state tournament. The Clay County Lady Bulldogs, as you may or may not have heard prior, have made 10 state tournament appearances. Those were in 1992 through 1995, 1997 and 98, 2001, 2002, 2004, and 2012. We've had 3 Elite Eight eliminations, 2 Final Four eliminations, 4 state runner-ups, and 1 state championship. Now we'll look at that series with Trousdale. We'll mention again that for the time being, our history coverage begins with the 2008 season, that being the first year after consolidation here in Clay County. The Lady Bulldogs are 9-2 against the Lady Yellow Jackets since consolidation. We currently hold a 1-game winning streak in the series. The Black and Gold have averaged 53 points a game against Trousdale County and have allowed them 40 points a game over the last 11 contests. A few Lady Dogs have had individual success. We talked about those earlier. Do we want to go run through some of that stuff again here, Thomas? And
we have time.
Well, yeah, and that is just one. We keep lists of people that have 20 points plus in a contest, and against Trousdale since consolidation, at least Ashley Owens is the only Lady Bulldog to have 20 points or more. She had 20 back in 2014. What we're going to do is try to continue building on that history that we have by going back into some prior books. I've talked to Coach Sims about getting some stuff from his early days. He's supposed to be getting me that information. So we'll try to continue to build this list.
Well, I appreciate what you have done as far as compiling this data, Daniel. I know it's took you quite some time to put together what you already have.
Well, it's tedious. It is pleasurable to do, though. It's time-consuming. It's really fun to go back and look through. I know as I was compiling this stuff, I'd kind of forgot about one recent Lady Bulldog. When I think of that championship team in 2012, I think of Sydney Roach. You know, she was the leader of that group. However, Casey Cooper, another outstanding player. Me and Coach Sims were having a discussion the other day about her. She's not our all-time leading rebounder or anything because she primarily only saw a lot of action her junior and senior year, but I've got to run across some and relive some of those careers, even of girls I've watched play that maybe in the moment didn't realize just how good they were.
Right.
But we'll go ahead and take a brief look at the boys' history. Again, we recap the girls' history, the championship history of the two squads tonight. Trousdale County Yellow Jackets have made one appearance in the state tournament. Their boys' team have. That came back in 2003. In that appearance, they did suffer an Elite Eight elimination. Clay County's boys have made eight state tournaments. They qualified in 1984 through 1986, 2006, 2011, in 2015 through 2017. We've had six Elite Eight eliminations, one Final Four elimination, and one state runner-up just this past year. Concerning our series with Trousdale, the Clay County boys have been nothing but perfect. They hold a 9-0 record against the Yellow Jackets since consolidation. Obviously, Coach Edwards' squad holds a 9-game win streak coming into tonight's game because of that stat. The Bulldog average is 68 points a game against Trousdale, while they allow the Yellow Jackets 41 points on average. And we've also, again, there had several players. Actually, it's not a huge amount that have had outstanding success against the Yellow Jackets. Let's go ahead, Thomas. I'm going to let you maybe go through these these high scores here against Clay County. For Clay County against Trousdale.
For Clay County, in 2014, John Tanner Dotson comes in at number six on the list with 20 points. 2010, Sean Garrett had 23 to come in fifth spot. And then there's that man we always talk about, Tyreek Key. 2015, he's at number four with 25. Dylan Carter had 27 points in 2013. And our man, Tyreek Key, who all of Clay County is going to go watch on Saturday, I think, take on Western Kentucky, had 31 for the second spot in 2016 and 38, one of his high games, in 2017, which will be last year in that historic season.
Yes, that was the region quarterfinal that was played here at Clay County High School. The sub-state started to say that was the last game Tyreek played in this gym. However, we did have the sub-state game here one game after that.
Well, folks, I think right now we'll get into the – what do you have?
Before we do that, let's finish up by saying this has been About a Bulldog History brought to you by Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
And now it's time for the Homer Improvement Keys to the Girls Game, where we ask legendary Lady Bulldog head coach Joe Sims what he thinks the Lady Dogs need to do to come out on top tonight. Coach, we've got three broadcasts under our belt together, and we're honored to have you again here tonight. We hope you're enjoying being back in the mix
a little. I am, and I thank you.
We've seen the Lady Dogs kind of come into their own over the last couple of games. What's been the difference you've seen in these last two games?
Well, I think as long as they can press and, get their fast break going, that's really what they want to do. I think that's when they're at their best. But now tonight, now we're going to see something similar to what Jackson County did the other night. I guarantee you, Jeremy's going to come out and play some kind of combination defense. He'll have one, you know, all in Taylor's pants with her, and he'll be covering Kenzie up inside. And, you know, I just talked to Matt, and he said, well, we worked on some stuff, you know, to try to get ready for that. So, you know, hopefully those two can score a little better, and maybe the other girls can pick it up a little better too. But I think it's against a team like this, you know, we need to do what we do. We need to press and, you know, get in that run mode like we did at Gordonsville the night. If we do that, I think we'll be all right.
That sounds good to me. And like we said last week, this game is similar to Gordonsville. It could be considered a trap-type game.
Yeah,
I mean, very athletic team. Coach Walker talked about them in the interview that we didn't get to play. He had a few technical difficulties earlier, unfortunately. How does Coach Walker kind of keep this Lady Dog team on task? You know, they got a big game coming up on Friday night with Pigeon County.
It goes back to those saying, just you play them one at a time. You try not to think about the Pigeon County game to get this one over with. But, what I always tried to do, you know, you got to get in the girls' mind that anybody can beat you on any given night. You know, if you're not mentally ready to play, you know, that's what I always worried about. You know, especially if it was the second time we played a team that maybe we had beat pretty good the first time. You know, I was afraid they'd be taking them for granted and they might come out and play good. You know, us play bad, you know, that's when you get beat. But, you know, hopefully that's not going to happen. You know, maybe we'll be focused and ready to go tonight.
Sounds good. That wraps up the keys to the girls' game from Coach Sims, brought to you by Homer Improvement. When you get to it and can't do it, call the contractor that's used to it. We're about a minute away here from on warm-ups. Let me mention one thing we haven't gotten in all year, and that's our long-distance listener contest, Daniel. These basketball broadcasts, they're so fast-paced, it's been hard for us to get this contest in. But the last time we did, our winners were Dole and Barbara Walker of Birdstown. That's Coach Matt Walker's parents, and they were listening from Vanderbilt Hospital in Nashville the night they won. So that goes to show you the reach we have, because there's no way they could have done that with standard radio. I hear, you know, to reach out that far, radio just doesn't go that far. So our live stream does, and it's nice to see how far it can reach.
Certainly so. Certainly nice for Coach's parents that night to be able to follow him and what he was doing here with his Lady Bulldogs while they were down there.
And if anyone else out there, the contest is still open. You have a chance to win a Delhalla Horizon newspaper subscription. All you have to do is send your listing location to info@delhallahorizon.com. Just an email simply stating your name and your listing location to info@delhallahorizon.com. Folks, we'll be right back for the tip-off.
You're listening to a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson and your hosts Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Cumberland River Hospital, proudly providing local health care for over 50 years.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Tennessee Land Management, your local source for all things concerning property improvement.
By Anderson Hometown Pharmacy, come to the 100% family-owned local pharmacy for all of your prescription needs.
By Don Franklin Chevrolet of Birchville, make the short 30-minute drive north from Salina for your next new vehicle.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
And we're back here at Clay County High School. A beautiful rendition of the national anthem. And I think it's time for Tipsy's Take, isn't it, Daniel?
It certainly is. It is time for Tipsy's Final Take, the last word before tip-off, brought to you by Ollie's Place. Thomas, what's Salina's most famous elephant got for us tonight?
Well, when I went by Ollie's Place earlier today, Tipsy told me tonight was all about the Lady Dogs staying focused on Trousdale County. And I'll have to agree, Daniel. With their schedule, it seems like there's the haves and the have-nots and no in-between. We either blow people out or we've got our hands full. Tonight's one of those games where Clay County's supposed to dominate, but sometimes knowing that makes it tough. Coach Walker talked about this Trousdale team being dangerous. In other words, they're capable. But if Taylor Strong and Kenzie Arms are possibly the best tandem in the district right now, go out and do what they're capable of, it'll be no contest tonight, Daniel. I look for Strong to get hot from behind the heart early and Arms to dominate in the paint throughout. Lady Dogs roll behind their stars tonight and by a big margin, boosting that confidence heading into showdown with Pekin County Friday night.
This has been Tipsy's Final Take, sponsored by Molly's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul today. It's time now for the Anderson Hometown Pharmacy girls starting lineups. First of all, starting for the Trousdale County Lady Yellow Jackets, a senior number 4, Kaylin Dalton, a senior number 12, Caitlin Ferguson, sophomore number 14, Chloe Donahoe, sophomore number 42, Tori Simmons, and freshman number 2, Clara Belcher. Starting for the Clay County Lady Bulldogs, a senior number 30, Brittany Boone, senior number 44, Cara Butterworth, junior number 10, Taylor Strong, junior number 23, Kenzie Arms, and junior number 32, Maddie Harlan. And we are now getting close to tip-off, and that was the girls' starting lineups, brought to you by Anderson Hometown Pharmacy. Come to the pharmacy owned by family for all of your prescription needs, and always be loud and Clay County proud. Trousdale County Lady Yellow Jackets have made the trip from Hartsville here to Salina tonight. They'll be wearing purple jerseys and shorts with gold numerals on them. They're the visiting team, the home team being the Lady Dogs. They wear their white home jerseys with black Clay County letters on them and gold numerals. It's going to be Kenzie Arms stepping in to jump with freshman Clara Belcher for the Lady Jackets, and Belcher and the Jackets come away with that tip, and this game is underway. Clay County's going to be shooting at the hoop on her left, the Lady Jackets the hoop on her right, and that's where they now have the ball. It's in the hands of Ferguson at the top of the key, defended by Harlan. Ferguson drives, kicks it over to Dalton. Dalton now being called. Actually, a foul called against Chloe or Tori Simmons down on the block. I guess maybe already throwing some elbows towards Kenzie Arms. What happened?
Illegal screen. She moved a little on the screen.
Lady Bulldogs now take possession. Maddie Harlan runs the point. Kicks it to Taylor Strong, right wing. Brittany Boone, right corner. Back out to Harlan, left wing. Now Butterworth back over to Boone. She'll go up for two. That shot is good. 2 points of the night for Brittany Boone, and Clay County leads 2-0 at the 7:20 mark of the first quarter. Full court pressure being administered by head coach Matt Walker. He likes to keep a fast pace and use full court pressure. Lady Jackets beat that, though, and they come down, and they'll work it into right block where Tori Simmons shoots it. No good. Rebound, Kenzie Arms. She puts it forward to Taylor Strong. He'll get a layup from the right block of her own. And already a 30-second timeout taken by the Lady Jackets. We'll be back here on the Horizon Sports Network.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
We return here. We're at the 6:55 mark of the first quarter, and Clay County leads 4-0. Lady Jackets are in possession of the ball. They have it off to our right here. It's in the hands of Chloe Donahoe. Has it at the top of the key. Works it over to Caitlin Ferguson. Ferguson now works inside to Simmons. She'll put it up from right block. Defended by Kenzie Arms, but Simmons' shot connects for 2 points. Clay County now leads 4-2. Maddie Harlan comes the other way, running the point. Ball to flex off Simmons' hand. It goes out of bounds. And one official signals a lady yellow jacket ball, but he was overruled. It did go off Simmons' hand. Clay County will maintain possession here. Maddie Harlan to inbound from the baseline. Works it into Kenzie Arms. She works behind the arc with it. Now over to Brittany Boone. Back to Harlan in the corner. Harlan works back up top and gets it in the hands of the dangerous three-point shooter, Taylor Strong. But she passes to Kenzie Arms. And Kenzie connects on that little mid-range jump shot that she shoots like no one else I've seen. Clay County leads 6-2, 6-13 mark. And a turnover has been forced. Lady Jackets had worked the ball into their own front court, but a trap between Brittany Boone and Kenzie Arms forced a turnover. Maddie Harlan now runs the point for Clay County. Works it into the corner to Kenzie Arms. Back up top to Taylor Strong. She does a little alley-oop play almost to Kenzie Arms, who catches it for the easy bucket from the left block. And now Jeremy Wilhelm, head coach of Lady Jackets, calls another timeout. Clay County leads 8-2.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Solana for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their heart. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SolanaHealthAndRehab.com.
We return here to action at the 5:56 mark of the first quarter. Clay County leads 8-2. Trousdale County inbounds the ball. Full court man pressure, it looks like, being applied by the Lady Dogs, but that pressure is beaten here by the Lady Jackets. Now they have it on their end. Ball went out of bounds. Now in possession of Maddie Harlan and the Lady Dogs. Harlan works at top of the key, gets it over to Taylor Strong, and that pass now intercepted. Strong went back to Butterworth. It pass was intercepted by Chloe Donahoe, and she puts it in for two, and now the lead cut to four for Clay County. Coach Sims, this Trousdale squad is capable of putting up a good fight here.
Yeah, they are. They kind of surprised me defensively here, though. They're not playing a box and one like I expected. They're just playing a 1-2-2. It's like
Taylor,
a 2-3 now, but
Taylor Strong did fire a three-point in the meantime and missed. Maddie Harlan has it now, gets it into the corner to Carter Butterworth. She shoots the three, no good, but rebounded and put back by Brittany Boone, the senior, and she continues her good play from last Friday night down at Gordonsville. Clay County leads 10-4, 4:45 remains here in the opening quarter. Ball's in Simmons' hand on right block. She plays a good post for the Lady Jackets. She put up a shot, no good. Got her on rebound, though, and kicked it out to the freshman, Claire Belcher, who was connected on a three-point shot. Score is currently Clay County 10, Trousdale 7. Ball on left wing in the hands of Maddie Harlan. She goes back to Taylor Strong, top of the key. Now Boone in the corner. Boone inside to Arms. Arms works on the post. Kicks it back outside to Harlan. Harlan over to Boone. Back inside to Arms. Good ball movement. Back out to Harlan. She shoots a three. It was almost in, but rimmed out. Fine rebound by Brittany Boone, though, to keep it alive. And Maddie Harlan drives into the paint. She'll be fouled by Tori Simmons. Simmons has a pretty good presence there as a sophomore post player for the Lady Jackets.
Yeah, she's got some size. She's as big as Kinsey and maybe have a little more girth to her as well. Takes up some space.
First free throw was missed by Maddie Harlan. Clay County does lead 10-7 as Maddie will prepare for this second free throw attempt. Second one was no good. Cleaned off the back of the rim. Rebound, Brittany Boone. I think that's Boone's third offensive rebound. Now the ball's worked inside to Butterworth. She tries to get it to Arms across the paint, but it was intercepted by Ferguson for Trousdale. Ball's now in the hands of Dalton. Dalton goes over to Ferguson, top of the key, and she'll be fouled by Maddie Harlan. First personal foul for Maddie Harlan. Team's first on the night. Rachel Copa subs into the contest. Cara Butterworth comes out and sits down. Rachel playing as a freshman, usually the first sub off the bench. doing a great job for Matt Walker and this Lady Bulldog team so far this season. Crowds down in possession. Dalton has it. Left block. Puts up a running jumper. It's good. This game is now a one-point Clay County lead, 10-9. Copas takes over at the point for Harvin, and she sets a quick pace here. Brittany Boone now has it in the left corner. Works inside to Taylor Strong, where she's fouled by Clara Belcher. And Taylor will go to the line to shoot two. Strong, a good shooter from the free throw line, shooting 80% on the year. 35 of 44. She misses that one. 35 of 45 now on the season from the free throw line. This is now a District 6A matchup after TWSAA reclassification. For many years, this was a Region 4A game. Now it's a District 6 game. And we are Region 3 now. Second free throw was good by Strong. Score now 11-9 Clay County as the Lady Jackets take possession. Dalton has it left wing. Works to Ferguson, top of the key. She shoots a long three-pointer, no good. Rebound Kenzie Arms. And Coach Sims, here we see Arms coming like a guard with it.
Yeah, she's capable of doing that.
Kicked it over to Taylor Strong for an assist on a three-point from left wing that was good. A beauty by Taylor. Clay County leads 14-9. 2:50 mark of the first quarter. Ferguson with the ball. Goes inside now to Donahoe. Donahoe puts up a shot from in the paint. No good. Rebound Kenzie Arms. Kenzie gets it to Maddie Harlan. She pushes his shoe. Comes down court with it. Gives it to Taylor Strong, who has it right wing. Matt Walker sends in the play for his Lady Bulldogs. Copas now runs the point. She goes to Harlan right wing. Back to Copas. Down to Strong in the corner. Inside to Arms. She wants to isolate and does. Puts up the left-handed shot from left block. No good, but a good hustle by Brittany Boone. Gets the rebound, but a jump ball is called. Possession was in favor of Clay County. Inbound play now. Coming from the baseline for the Lady Dogs. Copas inbound. She works to Maddie Harlan, top of the key. Harlan to Boone. Boone back to Harlan. Copas now with it right wing. She goes to Kenzie Arms. Kenzie in the paint to Brittany Boone. She takes a shot. No good. Struggling for her own rebound. However, Donahoe, Chloe Donahoe, comes up with it for Trousdale. Donahoe now works at top of the key. Gets it into the hands of Belcher, who is fouled by Harlan, her second personal. And we'll see Carr Butterworth come back. Let Maddie Harlan sit down for a little bit, Coach.
Yeah, Maddie picked up her second turn in the first quarter, so that was always automatic, take a break for a few minutes in the first quarter if you get two.
We are having a bit of technical difficulty here on the Horizon Sports Network earlier as we see Kaylin Dalton score two for Trousdale County. We lost connection. We've had a little bit of microphone issues. If there's an echo to our microphones, we apologize tonight. We're trying to work on that. And just hopefully you can hear the action that's going on. Anyway, Rachel Copas took a three-point shot. No good. Another toss-up rebound. A jump ball call. And Trousdale County will take possession. A minute 25 left in the first quarter. And now we have a score of 14-11. A tight ball game here. Clay County not playing bad, but the Lady Yellow Jackets are just matching them pace for pace. Ferguson top of the key, works it over to Dalton. She fires a three, no good. Ball goes out of bounds. It was rebounded by Morgan White and then knocked out by Butterworth. It will stay Lady Yellow Jacket ball. Ball being inbounded now. Ferguson has it left corner, fires a three-pointer. It's actually a long two, and it was good. So it'll be 14-13 now with a minute remaining in the first quarter. Clay County's led the whole way, but now that lead is being threatened. It's Taylor Strong with a great-looking pass into Brittany Boone. Boone picks up her fourth point of this first quarter. Coach Sims, we see Boone filling that role that she needs to right now.
Yeah, she's really been getting on the boards good. You know, made a couple of pretty easy shots, but she's got to do that.
Turnover here. Substitutes enter the game for the Lady Jackets. Clay County going to be in possession of the ball after the Trousdale turnover. Clay County leads 16-13 after Boone's 2 points. 40 seconds remain here in the first quarter. Emily Copas runs the point. Butterworth now right wing. Arms high post. Puts up the 8-foot jumper. No good. Arms usually automatic from that location. Hit off the back of the rim. Rebounded by Trousdale. Kenley Brown with it. Left wing. Works to Ferguson. Top of the key. Now over to Donahoe, and she loses a handle on the ball, and it rolls out of bounds. Clay County takes possession. 13.6 seconds remaining. Clay County leads 16-13 here at the end of the first quarter. Now 10 seconds remain. Copas works over to Taylor Strong. Back to Copas. 5 seconds. Copas now to Strong. Strong fires with 2.5 on the clock. No good. Rebound arms, but the buzzer sounds. At the end of one, Clay County leads 16-13.
Have you bought a new farm that needs work or just have an area you want cleaned up on your current property? If so, give Tennessee Land Management a call for a bid on clearing that wooded or overgrown area and add value to your farm. Offering dozer work, excavating, mulching, and even automatic watering systems and waterline installation, Tennessee Land Management is your local source for all things concerning property improvement. Give owner Mitch Gray a call today, 615-866-8426. Tennessee Land Management is a proud supporter of Clay County Athletics, encouraging you to show your Bulldog pride. Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
We return here to Clay County High School and our Horizon Sports Network Game of the Week. Clay County leads at the end of one, 16-13, and they stretch that lead to 18-13 as Kenzie Arms scores 2 points from the paint to open up this second quarter. Full court pressure still being applied by the Lady Bulldogs, Emily Copas in the backcourt, pressuring Ferguson, who throws that ball away. Caitlin Ferguson was looking for Chloe Donahoe, and that ball sailed out of bounds. Lady Bulldogs take possession. Copas runs the point right now. Gets it to Taylor Strong, right wing. She works over to Butterworth, the senior. Carr gives it back to Copas. Copas to Strong, left side, fires it, no good. Strong a little off tonight, but we see Brittany Boone come up with another offensive rebound, puts that shot back up, no good. Rebound Donahoe for the Jackets. Donahoe works it down to, I believe that was Ferguson, I can't see the number. No, it was Kenley Brown. Brown took about a 12-foot jump shot. No good. Foul was called over the back against Tori Simmons. Her second personal foul for Trousdale County. Trousdale's fourth team foul of the first half, and the Lady Bulldogs will take over after that foul. Copas runs the point. Maddie Harlan sits right now. She has 2 personals. Strong has it left wing, drives inside, gets in the hands of Arms. Kenzie takes a long jump shot, no good. Rebound Carr Butterworth. Butterworth inside to Boone, but a foul was called against Kaylin Dalton. Trousdale County's 5th personal foul, or team foul rather, of this first half. Clay County leads 18-13, 6:50 mark of the second quarter. Copas runs the point. Clay County is working to the goal that on our left here. Clay County High School. Strong goes inside to Kenzie Arms. She puts it up and left block. Good. Count it 2 more for Kenzie Arms here in this game. Clay County leads 20-13. 6:30 in the first half. Ferguson with it now. Top of the key over to Donahoe. She tries to work inside and does. Goes baseline. Dribbles under the rim. Gets it back over to Dalton. Dalton drives in from left side. Puts up the running jumper. No good. Rebound Emily Copas. Rachel Copas. Copas now driving with it. Puts up her own shot as she went coast to coast. And that shot was partially blocked from the left block. And now the Lady Jackets have it back on their end. Dalton fires a long 3-pointer. And that's good. And Trousdale County refusing to get put out of this contest as now they battle back to a deficit of four. Clay County leads 20-16. And now we see Kenzie Arms shooting left block. Brittany Boone pulling up down an offensive rebound, puts it back up from point blank range and cannot convert. Three looks at it there, Coach Sims. Two from Brittany, one from Kenzie. No points.
No, three gimmies. I mean, that's so frustrating when you miss those easy shots like that.
Here we see Donahoe trying to work through pressure, and she almost steps out of bounds. And a timeout is taken by Jeremy Wilhelm for his Lady Jackets. Clay County leads 20-16.
Staying connected is what matters most. Connecting to one another here at home and to our friends and family across the world requires advanced communications solutions. Twin Lakes is delivering just that. Powerful communication solutions powered by fiber network, keeping you totally connected every day. With fiber broadband speeds up to 1 gig, HDTV, security, and smart home solutions, and local phone service, Twin Lakes has you covered. Stop by one of our 7 local offices or visit us online at twlakes.coop to learn more.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Are you looking for...
We return here to the Horizon Sports Network, and Clay County leads 20-16 with 5:15 left here in the second quarter of play. Just now we see Carter Butterworth stealing that basketball from Lady Yellow Jacket, and here Clay County comes. Rachel Copas works from left block into the paint. She puts up the little jumper, and it's good. Count it for two. Clay County leads 22-16. We've had technical difficulty throughout our broadcast tonight here on the network. We apologize for that. Our pregame show got severely interrupted. We do not care for that. We pride ourselves on trying to put together a good produced show and without any flaws, and that just didn't happen tonight. Taylor Strong now, after a Lady Jacket miss shot, gets the rebound and goes coast to coast. Gets an easy layup right in the paint. Two more points for Taylor. She's approaching double digits on the night, I'm sure. Clay County leads 24-16, and here comes Donahoe for Trousdale. She puts up a shot, a little wild with it, and it's no good. And a foul now called against Emily Booth, reserve post player for Trousdale County. Clay County will take over possession after that foul. That was the sixth team foul here of the first half for Trousdale County. Butterworth will inbound to Copas. She'll run the point. We've yet to see Maddie Harlan. In the second quarter, she picked up her second personal with about a minute left in the first quarter of play. She's been on the bench ever since. We do see Kelsey Roten in, though, working for Brittany Boone. Strong goes inside to Kenzie Arms. She tries it from left block. Coach Sims, Kenzie's kind of feeling a little bit of a rut.
Yeah, she's making a good move. She's just not putting the ball off the board up there in the right spot. I mean,
certainly
she'll hit about 95 out of 100 of those, but she's missed two, I know, tonight.
Basketball season is so long, I'm sure there comes times when you fall into a bit of a slump, I guess.
You do at times. Even the really good teams hit stretches where they don't play as well.
Lady Jackets score 2 points at their end now. That was Claire Belcher, the freshman. And quickly, Rachel Copas. There's Arms coming from the left post. Rachel Copas brought that ball up court quickly. And Kenzie Arms gets two more added to her total. Hopefully that slump is breaking. Clay County now leads 26-18. 3:15 left. Shot taken by Trousdale County. No good. Rebound Carr Butterworth. She quickly works back down. Goes to Copas in the paint. Copas puts up a bit of a reverse layup. Started to call it a wild move, but she made that wild move work.
That was a nice shot.
And now the tempo is being picked up as Caitlin Ferguson runs the point now for the Lady Yellow Jacket. She works to Donahoe. Donahoe back to Ferguson. Ferguson at the top of the key, defended by Kelsey Roden. Ferguson to Dalton, who fires a long three-pointer. She hit one earlier. She missed that one, though. Rebound Kenzie Arms and a foul called against Trousdale County. against Claire Belcher, and that is the 17th foul. Clay County will go to the line for bonus shots here. 1-1.
Well, a little run's put Clay County out ahead by double digits for the first time tonight. Kenzie Arms is leading the way with 10. Taylor Strong's got 8.
Butterworth will attempt the front end of a 1-1 here. 2:39 remaining in the first half. That shot's no good. Rebound Donahoe and the Jackets. Ferguson now heads up court with it, and she's fouled by Taylor Strong. Taylor's first personal foul of the contest. Team's fourth. Katie Arms checks into the game for Cara Butterworth, and Brittany Boone checks back in for Roten. Kelsey Roten, couldn't think of the first name. Kelsey. 2:30 remains. Clay County leads 28-18. Dalton has it on left wing. She fires a long three. No good. Rebound, Lady Jackets. Currently in possession of Brown. Kenley Brown. She works over to Ferguson at right wing. Ferguson tries to drive. She's well defended by Rachel Copas, however. Copas striving hard to force a turnover. Couldn't do it. And now Dalton has it left wing. She's defended by Taylor Strong. Clay County's girls trying to force a turnover. I love going for that ball, Coach.
Yeah. Something like her trying to take a little time off here. Well, they got a good shot. Missed it.
Trailsdale created a good shot, but it was missed from right block by Sydney Gregory. Copas runs the point now for the Lady Dogs. She works out to Katie Arms, back to Copas. Takes a look at three, steps inside the arc, fires a long jumper. No good. Rebound, Kenzie Arms, and a jump ball is called. Possession arrow was in favor of Trailsdale County. Minute 28 remains. Clay County leads 28-18.
I don't know about that call there. Didn't look like any one of them had a possession to me.
I was expecting to be a foul called, Kenzie going to the foul line, but not so.
Ferguson now runs the point. Ball was stripped away by Katie Arms, but Brown ended up with it for Trailsdale. Back in the hands of Ferguson. Katie, a freshman, come in doing a good job playing reserve minutes for the Lady Bulldogs. Ferguson drives, puts up a running jumper, no good, but a foul is called, and she'll go to the line to shoot two. Foul was called against Katie Arms. Team's fifth personal foul of this first half. Minute 2 seconds on the clock.
Kind of like in the pregame, Coach. You're kind of letting them stick around. I know we got it out to 10 right now, but... you know, let this team stick around. It could be one of those trap-type games.
That's right. You know, I was hoping we'd have it extended out more than this by now, but you know, maybe the second half we can come out and get a little more room between us and them.
Trailsdale County 1-5 on the year. 0-2 in District 6A play. Brittany Boone comes up with the rebound of that missed free throw. She goes coast to coast, and a very nice-looking layup play completed by Brittany. Brittany has, I believe, 8 here in this first half. Under a minute to play now. Lady Jackets can't hang on to the ball. They turn it over in their own front court. Intercepted pass there by Taylor Strong. She drives down and attempts a layup. She'll be fouled and go to the line for 2. We mentioned earlier, Strong on the year, 80% or so free throw shooter. She's 1 of 1 so far tonight. She puts up the first. No good. Banked off the back of the rim. Just a little too strong. Second shot now coming. Rolls around the rim about 5 times. And finally falls in. Basket made. Clay County leads 31-19. 35 seconds remain. Ferguson has it on right wing. Turnover forced, though, by Chelsea Roten. Rachel Copas comes up with it. She drives to the basket. No good on her shot, but rebounded by Boone on the offensive end. Kicks it out to Taylor Strong, and she's lethal from 3. Give her 3 more. 34-19 is the Clay County lead. 15 seconds remain here. Donahoe has the ball on right wing. A foul call against Boone. Yes, Brittany Boone picks up that personal foul. Her first personal, team sixth of the first half. Donahoe inbounds to Ferguson. 8 seconds on the clock. Now 5 seconds. Four. And the ball's thrown away. 1.1 seconds on the clock. Clay County going to get a desperation three-point attempt here. Ferguson will come up and contest it, though. Ball's thrown in by Butterworth, caught by Kopas. And a foul call before the buzzer sounds on Caitlin Ferguson, the senior for Trousdale County. So 1-1 free throw attempts coming here for Rachel Kopas. Buzzer has sounded, but the foul was called prior to that. Conference now by the officials, and they will let Kopas shoot this 1-1 here.
This has been a real big run for us here in the last less than a minute. You know, it was 9 there with under a minute to go. Now we're out to 15. It could be 17 here if she can make these free throws.
Coach Sims, why force the – we just saw the Trousdale girls come back onto the floor. Is that just all 0.3? They put 0.3 seconds.
Yeah, they put some time back on the clock.
0.3 seconds on the clock. 1-1 free throw up and good. Kopas earns the right to shoot the second. Clay County leads by 16. As you mentioned, Coach Sims, they've done that here in the last minute or so of game clock. Second shot, no good. Buzzer sounds. It's officially halftime here at Clay County High School, and the Lady Bulldogs lead 35-19. We'll be right back.
Coming up, the Poplar Grove Body Shop halftime show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Lady Bulldog action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainsborough, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over 2 decades and offers various best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver. A look at area scores of interest, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Want to be treated like family? Then come to the pharmacy owned by family, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy of Salina. 100% family owned by Dr. Tara Anderson and sisters Tasha and Tia, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy invites Clay County fans to give them a call at 243-6337 and stop in for all your prescription needs, free in-county delivery, or ice cold water while you wait. Anderson Hometown Pharmacy encourages you to always be loud and Clay County proud.
How far would you drive for a great deal on a new car or truck? A couple hours? Farther? No need to answer, because the only place to go is just a short 30-minute drive north of Salina to Don Franklin Chevrolet of Burkesville, where you can choose from over 4,000 new and pre-owned vehicles. Need financing, parts, or service? They offer that too. Check out all their vehicles at donfranklinauto.com or call 800-766-9600. Don Franklin Burkesville Chevrolet, a family of dealerships in Kentucky.
Whether you've been hurt in the game, just had surgery, or need wound care treatment, Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center is here to help you get back to what you enjoy. The therapists at Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center are committed to providing clinically superior, cost-effective therapy services for our community. No matter what age you are, we will get you back in the game. We are located at 100 Old Jefferson Street, Salina, Tennessee. Call 931-243-5250 for more information today. Getting you back in the game.
My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Did you know that with gig broadband speeds, that's 1,000 megabits per second, you can download a two-hour movie in as little as 8 seconds? And what about downloading your top 100 summer playlist? Get your jam on in 3 seconds. Seriously, with gig broadband speeds from Twin Lakes, enjoy your favorite entertainment in just seconds. Sign up or upgrade your broadband package today. Visit one of our 7 local offices or visit us online at twlakes.coop. Not available in all areas.
We're back here at Clay County High School, and the Lady Bulldogs lead the Lady Yellow Jackets of Trousdale County 35-19 behind a team-high 12 halftime points from Taylor Strong. She's hit 2 3-pointers on the night. Kenzie Arms has added 10 in the paint. And Brittany Boone, the senior, has 8 points at halftime. Also, Rachel Copas has 5 at the break. Clay County came out and led 16-13 after one, and then outscored Trousdale County 19-6 in a huge second quarter to get the 35-19 lead at halftime.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what that date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer month bills from overwhelming your budget. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric is owned and operated by those we serve.
Have you bought a new farm that needs work or just have an area you want cleaned up on your current property? If so, give Tennessee Land Management a call for a bid on clearing that wooded or overgrown area and add value to your farm. Offering dozer work, excavating, mulching, and even automatic watering systems and waterline installations, Tennessee Land Management is your local source for all things concerning property improvement. Give owner Mitch Gray a call today, 615-866-8426. Tennessee Land Management is a proud supporter of Clay County Athletics, encouraging you to show your Bulldog pride.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
We return here to halftime of the girls' game here at Clay County High School, where the Lady Dogs lead 35-19. Now we'll do a District 6A girls' update. Clay County, 4-2 overall, 1-1 in District 6, is playing host tonight to Trousdale County, 1-5 overall, 1-1 in district play. Clark Range, 7-1 overall and 2-0 in the district, have traveled to Pickett County High School for a huge girls matchup. Pickett County is 7-0 overall, 2-0 in district play. That is for the front runner of District 6A girls. Jackson County, 4-3 overall, 1-1 in district. The Red Bull and trip tonight to Red Bull and Springs, who is 7-3 overall, 1-1 in district play. Monterey, 0-8 overall and 0-2 in District 6A, plays host tonight to Gordonsville High School, 0-9 overall, 0-2 in district play. Somebody will get their first win in that one tonight. That's been the District 6A Girls Update, brought to you by Budget Pest Control, Clay County's original Bug Thugs. We're here at halftime of this one, as we said, and Clay County does lead 35-9. Just a little quick roundup of our scoring here. Taylor Strong, I'm sorry, Can't hurt to talk. Taylor Strong Thomas leads the way with 12. We have Kenzie Arms with 10. Brittany Boone with 8. Rachel Copas with 5 to make up that total of 35 for the Lady Dogs here. I want to go ahead and mention one more time that we're entering the final stretch here of our Hall of Fame application period for the, I don't know, maybe the 8th class. I kind of lost track, but for the 2017 Hall of Fame class here in Clay County High School, applications can be picked up at Clay County High School or found online at Clayco HOL. Thomas, what is that address?
Clayco Sports HOL.
.com.
That's right.
Clayco Sports HOF.com. Application forms are available there. You can email them. Their information is on that website. Or you can return them in person to Clay County High School. Several nominations have been received, and several nominations were left over from the prior year. So we'll have another good class for the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame. We have had some technical difficulties here tonight for the first time ever on the Horizon Sports Network. Our pregame show was interrupted by a computer breakdown. We've had some headphone issues, so hopefully you can hear us, and hopefully you'll stay with us. If it's your first time listening and the quality doesn't sound that good, it's usually not this way. Have a minute left here now. So we're going to mention one more time our long-distance listener contest. Thomas, you mentioned our last winner earlier was the parents of head coach Matt Walker a few weeks ago. What were their names?
Dole and Barbara Walker of Birdstown were our winners. And for anyone else out there listening tonight, all I have to do is send an email to info@DaleHollowHorizon.com with your listening information, and you have a chance to win a Dale Hollow Horizon newspaper subscription.
And that long-distance listener contest is being brought to you by Mitch Massengill and the friendly folks at Horse Creek Dock. Coach Sims, as we're preparing to start this second half of action, any adjustments that need to be made by Coach Walker?
No, I don't think so. They just need to keep doing what they've been doing, especially there in the last minute or so of the first half. They came out and trapped a little there and caused two or three turnovers, and it led to points for us on the other end. And like I said earlier, you know, we outscored them about 8-0 there in the last minute, and that took it from a 9-point lead to a 16-point lead.
Starters for Clay County in this half, it's going to be Taylor Strong, the junior, Kenzie Arms, the junior, Cara Butterworth and Brittany Boone, both seniors, and Maddie Harlan, a junior. Maddie set the entirety of the second quarter. She picked up two personal fouls in the first quarter of play and sat during the second, primarily sub four by Rachel Copas, the freshman. Clay County will have possession to start this third quarter. They'll be shooting at the hoop to our right. We're positioned here on the top row of the gym over on the visitor side behind the scorer's table. Clay County will be advancing left or right and scoring at that basket. Trousdale County Lady Yellow Jackets will be coming the other way. Harlan has it now for Clay County left wing. She kicks it over to Taylor Strong in the corner. Fires the three, no good. Rebound Dalton for Trousdale. Dalton quickly comes up the floor with it. Drives to the left block, kicks it out to Belcher. Belcher to Ferguson. Ferguson at the top of the key, defended by Harlan. Harlan very quick. She does have two personal fouls, though. Donahoe has it left wing. Top of the key, works over to Ferguson now. Ferguson drives, kicks it back to Donahoe. Donahoe at high post, almost loses the handle on the ball, drives into the paint, puts up a little underhanded layup that clangs off the rim, no good. Rebound Taylor Strong. Taylor in transition now, coast to coast, puts it up, two more points for her. Taylor and Kenzie usually battle it out each night to see who the leading scorer is, and right now Taylor has 14 on the night. Ferguson with the ball, top of the key. We see some of this trap action again. But now Dalton has it left wing. She drives in the left block, puts up run jumper. Bangs off the backboard, rebound Taylor Strong. Strong kicks it to Kenzie Arms. Arms puts up a 12-foot jumper, good. Arms now with 12 on the night, two in the quarter. Dalton has it for the Yellow Jackets, Lady Yellow Jackets. Works down to Simmons on post. Simmons back out to Ferguson. She'll drive into the paint, puts up the runner. It's good. Butterworth inbounds to Harlan. Score is 39 for Clay County, 21 for the Lady Yellow Jackets. Two more for Kenzie Arms. That's 14 now for her. And this game has become a quick pace to fire. Ferguson with it in the paint now. Tried to go to Simmons, but Maddie Harlan intercepts the pass, and she'll bring it back the other way for Clay County. Long pass down court to Strong. Strong to Arms. Arms to Boone. Boone to Harlan. Harlan drives into the paint, kicks it back to Boone. Butterworth will fire a three now. Things off the rim. Rebound Boone. Boone has about six offensive rebounds so far tonight. And that ball went out of bounds. Actually, a foul call. Boone drove in and shot from right block. She'll go to the line to shoot two. Clay County leads by 20, 41-21. Boone's first shot's good. 21-point lead now.
21-point lead now.
You know, kind of called out Brittany Boone and some others early on in this season. With this bucket, if she makes it, they'll give her 10 in two straight ball games, and I jinxed her.
Yes, she missed that one. It rimmed in, rimmed out. No good. Ball, as it was rebounded by Trousdale County, flew off of Donahoe's hand, and Clay County will take possession. Full timeout taken here. Clay County leads 42-21. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
Want to be treated like family? Then come to the pharmacy owned by family. Anderson Hometown Pharmacy of Salina, 100% family-owned by Dr. Tara Anderson and sisters Tasha and Tia. Anderson Hometown Pharmacy invites Clay County fans to give them a call at 243-6337 and stop in for all your prescription needs, free in-county delivery, or ice cold water while you wait. Anderson Hometown Pharmacy encourages you to always be loud and Clay County proud.
Don Franklin Burksville Chevrolet is a proud sponsor of Clay County Basketball. We're also proud to offer the folks of Clay County a state-of-the-art facility for all your vehicle needs. Whether you're looking for quality GM parts or maybe GM Goodrem service, or what about a new or used car, truck, or SUV? We've got them, over 4,000 of them. Come up and visit us. We're at 1465 South Main, just across the river in Burksville, or you can call us at 1-800-766-9600, or you can see all 4,000 vehicles online at www.donfranklinauto.com.
We return here to Clay County High School, coming out of that timeout. Lady Bulldogs inbounded, worked around the top of the key, got it down to Kenzie Arms. She put it up from the left block, good for two. Clay County leads now 44-21. And here come the Lady Jackets. Donahoe has it, quickly coming down court. Looks like she walked, lost the ball. No travel called, though. Donahoe gets it back off the ground, puts it in, good. Donahoe plays almost out of control a little bit, Coach Sims.
Yeah, she got that one to go, but they've turned it over several times here in the third quarter already.
Strong has it now, right wing, fires the three, no good. Taylor can't hardly find her stroke tonight. She is the Dogs' best long threat shooter and has hit some three-pointers tonight, but not her usual number. Foul call now as Donahoe drove into the paint and put up layup. I believe the foul will come against Cara Butterworth. Have to wait for the signal. And it was against Butterworth. Team's first of the second half. We've heard first personal of the night. Donahoe with the line to shoot two. First one's up, good. Katie Arms and Rachel Copas enter the contest for Maddie Key and Cara Butterworth. Donahoe toes the line for the second free throw. It's also good. Clay County has a 19-point lead here. The 4:40 mark of the third quarter. Copas runs the point. She fires a three, hits the back of the rim too strong, gets her own rebound, though. Copas defended by Dalton. Copas now dribbles to left wing, works it to Taylor Strong in the corner, fires the three, no good off the rim. Rebound Donahoe. Here Donahoe comes, crosses the timeline. Katie Arms knocks the ball away from her, but Donahoe regains possession. Dalton now with it, drives to left block, puts up running jumper, good. 44-27 the score. Copas presses this shoe, gets the ball all the way down to Kenzie Arms in transition. She gets another two easy. Credit that, a great assist to Rachel Copas.
I bet that's about 10 points we scored transition like that tonight. But just catching them kind of
Kenzie's
not paying
been,
attention to what's going on.
More efficient there than she has posting up.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, if she's looking at the basket, she's did everything she's shot tonight, but we had her
arms
back to it.
That seems to do a good job controlling her emotions. Doesn't get too upset if she is having a bad night.
No, she doesn't.
Now Clay County turnover, puts it back in Donahoe's hands. She kicks the Dalton left wing, fires a long three and hits it. That's two or three for her on the night from behind the arc. 46-30 now. Yellow Jackets mounting a bit of a comeback. 16-point lead for Clay County. Taylor Strong, right wing, goes to Katie Arms. Ball knocked out of bounds by Donahoe. Clay County maintains possession. Moon inbounds to Copas. Copas at the top of the key. Goes to Arms left wing into the corner to Boone. Back to Copas up top. She drives into the paint. Puts up a left-handed runner. Good. Another one of those shots by Copas. I caught one wild earlier, but she connects on them. It's her style.
Well, yeah, that.
Yes,
that
it was.
Left-handed. That's pretty impressive.
Showing that she's pretty ambidextrous when it comes to at least the paint shots. And a two-pointer missed by the Yellow Jackets turns into points again in transition for Clay County as Taylor Strong completed a full-length court pass to Brittany Boone, who laid it in to get 11 on the night now for her. Clay County has shown several times throughout tonight that they're capable of kind of running away with this score when they can hang on to the ball and create a fast-paced game.
Like I said before the game, that's our game, you know. The faster we
can go, the better
we are. And here we
see Taylor Dalton draining another long three-pointer. She proves to be very deadly. She's a senior for Trousdale County. And it's now 50-33. Taylor Strong on our end drives into the paint. She's going to be fouled by Kirsten Eversole, the freshman. Actually, that was against Kaylin Dalton. Her third personal. Dalton, the leading scorer for the Lady Yellow Jackets tonight. Taylor Strong misses the first free throw attempt of two. 2:16 remains here in this third quarter. Clay County currently leading by 17 points. Strong toes the line, prepares for a second free throw. Up and away, good. 51-33, your new score. Dalton has the ball in the backcourt, gets it to Donahoe. Full court man pressure being applied by the Lady Bulldogs. Harlan now defending Dalton. Dalton works it down to White. White loses her handle. Arms picks it up, gets it to Strong. Shots up from right block, no good. Rebound by Strong, gets it to Boone in the paint. Boone puts up the shot, and it falls in. 13 points tonight for Brittany Boone. And she had a great night on our Game of the Week broadcast last Friday down at Gordonsville, and she's doing it again here tonight, the senior is. Trousdale in possession. Donahoe called for a walk. Donahoe, a sophomore for Trousdale County. She shows promise of being a good player for them. Trousdale started two seniors, two sophomores, and a freshman. Taylor Strong with it now for the Bulldogs. Right corner, works across to Emily Copas. High post now, Kenzie Arms down to Boone. Boone puts it up. 15 points now for Brittany Boone as she connects. We may be approaching I know the season high, maybe a career high for Brittany Boone.
Boone is a defender and
an outstanding rebounder. Not as much a score, but she has 15 at this point. Kenzie Arms gets a missed Donahoe shot, pulls down the rebound, and Kenzie comes all the way coast to coast, pulls up, shoots a jumper from the free throw line. No good. Under a minute to play in the third. Clay County leads 55-33. Dalton has the ball left wing for the Lady Jackets now. Long three-pointer taken by Dalton, short off the front of the rim, rebound Boone. Boone on the season averaging 4.5 points, and she has tripled that tonight as she has 15 points and will go to the line to shoot two more as a foul is called against Kirsten Eversole as Boone attempted another shot from right block. 40.8 seconds remain here in the third. Boone fires the first, does not connect. She does have 15, correct, Thomas?
That's what I've got her for, Daniel. And she's also scored the last 4 points here in this contest.
Second shot's up by Boone. Off the front of the rim short. Rebound Ferguson.
We have done a very good job at the free throw line tonight. We've missed when we've hit.
Boone on the season coming into tonight was 70% from the line. However, she could not connect on those last two. Is now the Hartsville Lady Yellow Jackets turn it over in their own front court. Maddie Harlan comes up with the ball. She quickly drives to the other end, misses a layup of her own. 14 seconds remain. Ferguson has it for Trousdale. She works into the paint, gets it in the hands of Morgan White, the freshman. She puts it up good for two from left block. 5 seconds remain. Kenzie Arms has it in the paint. Oh, missed that two-pointer.
Oh,
great pass by Maddie T to get to her, but no points third in the quarter. At the end of the third, Clay County leads 55-35, 20 points over Trousdale.
Whether you've been hurt in the game, just had surgery, or need wound care treatment, Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center is here to help you get back to what you enjoy. The therapists at Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center are committed to providing clinically superior, cost-effective therapy services for our community. No matter what age you are, we will get you back in the game. We are located at 100 Old Jefferson Street, Solana, Tennessee. Call 931-243-5250 for more information today. Getting you back in the game.
My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
We return here for the beginning of the fourth quarter at Clay County High School. The Lady Dogs have a healthy 20-point lead,
Lady
Coach Sims, entering the final frame.
Yeah, we were able to extend from 16 to 20 during that quarter, so... And maybe we can extend another
Ferguson
5 or 10 points.
Ferguson has the ball for the Lady Jackets. Left wing. Defended by Taylor Strong. Strong called for a foul. Her second personal, team second of the second half.
Taylor scored 8 in that third quarter. She's got 18 to lead Clay County on tonight. And both Moon, I'm sorry, Kenzie Arms is the one that's got 18. I had that totally wrong. She scored 8 in that third quarter, and both Boone and Strong have 15 apiece.
Carl Butterworth comes up with a rebound after a missed Clara Belcher two-point shot. She gets it in the hands of Taylor Strong in the left corner, fires the three, no good. Taylor cannot find her mark from behind the arc tonight. Kenzie Arms picks up her a personal foul. I'm not sure how many for her, but the team's third. Here of this second half, 7:25 remains in the fourth quarter. Turnover, good pressure by Maddie Harlan and Carr Butterworth in the Bulldog backcourt. Strips Kaylin Ferguson the ball, and the Lady Bulldogs will take over. Butterworth inbound from in front of the Lady Bulldog bench. Strong has it, right wing. Harlan top of the key. Kelsey Roten substituting in. Back to Harlan, to Arms, to Strong. Fires another three. Good. Beautiful shot by Taylor Strong. Three more for her. Now she has 18.
Got 18 now.
Okay. There we are. 7 minutes remain. Clay County leads by 23, 58 to 35. Dalton fires a long three for the Lady Yellow Jackets. It's good. I know she's hit three in this contest, maybe more. Harlan now works it into the front court to Taylor Strong. Strong inside the Arms. Arms will be fouled. Foul will be called against Caitlin Ferguson.
I agree with you on the Trousdale County guard there. She's at least made 3 3-pointers in the contest. I apologize to the Lady Yellow Jacket fans with all we had going on earlier trying to get our equipment going. I didn't get a chance to get the roster down and be able to keep up with the Trousdale County points.
Well, that's understandable. We were a bit flustered earlier. I had technical difficulty. Fortunately, we're back online. I understand that I still have an echo coming through my microphone, and we apologize for that. That's not the typical case, but we'll do the best we can. Foul called on the floor against the Yellow Jackets. Rachel Kopitz, the inbound for the Lady Bulldogs. Ball's inbounded to Kenzie Arms in the paint. She puts it up. No good. Gets her on rebound. Goes back up. She's successful on the putback. Lady Dogs up by 22, 60-38. Yellow Jackets have it now. Dalton on left wing. Works across to Ferguson. Ferguson defended by Taylor Strong. She drives into the paint. Puts up running jumper. No good. Rebounded by Strong. Taylor now presses hard up to the other end of the floor, puts up her own running jumper, and it's good. 8 or 20 now for her in this contest. Dalton quickly comes back for Trousdale County to her favorite spot on the floor, the left wing, where she's hit a few threes. She passes to Ferguson, Ferguson to Donahoe. Back now to Dalton. Back to Donahoe. Ferguson has it right wing. Ball stolen by Maddie Harlan. Kenzie Arms comes up with it, passes forward, and that's going to be intercepted by Morgan White. White can't hang on, though, and Copas goes on the floor for it. Kicks it to Taylor Strong, and while she had possession on the floor, Matt Walker called timeout. Lady Dogs lead by 24. We'll be back in 30.
Stream that show, new song, movie, or family video. Bottom line, stream without waiting when you choose Twin Lakes. With broadband speeds up to 1 gig, 1,000 megabits per second, you can stream whatever you want, whenever you want, and without the wait. Enjoy your streaming experience when you choose Twin Lakes. Sign up or upgrade your broadband package today. Visit one of 7 offices for details or visit us online at twlakes.coop. Not available in all areas.
Tri-County Electric and TVA are providing a clear path for you to make your home a 10. It's most energy efficient rating through the new eScore program. eScore allows homeowners to work toward a score of 10 for their home at their own pace while earning rebates on qualified energy efficiency upgrades. For additional information and program details, please visit www.2escore.com or contact your local Tri-County Electric office. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
We return here to Clay County High School, where we just saw Kenzie Arms score 2 more points from the right block. Clay County and I lead 64-38, 5:19 remaining here in the fourth quarter. Ferguson inbounds to Dalton for Trousdale. Works to Donahoe right wing, back to Dalton, top of the key. Taylor Strong intercepts the pass as they tried to work it inside the Belcher. Strong now wanting to go coast to coast, puts up a running jumper, fouled by Caitlin Ferguson. She'll go to the line to shoot two. Will Taylor Strong.
Both Strong and Arms are plus 20 on the night. Let's see, I'm getting confused all night long. I apologize. Kenzie has 22. Taylor now with 21.
Taylor just knocked down that first free throw, and also Brittany Boone, not far behind, I think has 16 on this contest. Strong hits the second of her free throws. And we now see substitutes entering. Marley Ashlock now enters for the first time tonight. Katie Arms and Brittany Boone on the floor. Arms, Harlan, and Butterworth set down. Clay County leads 66-38, under 5 minutes to play in the contest. Ferguson works to Dalton at the top of the key, back to Ferguson. She drives, goes to Donahoe. She fires a three, no good. Rebound Taylor Strong. Strong leads the way down the floor, loses a handle on the ball, picks it back up. Well defended by Ferguson. Strong still works now, gives it over to Copas. Copas fires a three, no good. Rebound Dalton for the Yellow Jackets. She tries to work it over to Ferguson. Boone comes up with the pass, though, and she's fouled hard by Donahoe. Able to stop her momentum before she hit the wall. Looks like she's heading for the block wall, Coach.
That could have almost been called an intentional foul.
Threw that elbow and caught her without much weight on the floor and really knocked her.
Yeah, the girl was almost behind her. Usually if the girl's behind her, they'll call it.
Boone puts up the first of her two free throws, no good. Boone will have another look here. Dalton takes a seat. For Trousdale County. Boone fires the second free throw. It is good. 17 now for Brittany Boone. 67-38 is your score. Clay County leads by 29 points. They've grown this second half lead throughout.
They have. They've done what they needed to do. You know, they, a lot of times the team can play with you for a half, but if you're something better than them, you know, it'll eventually stretch
Boone
on out.
Boone comes up with a block in the Bulldog backcourt. She goes coast to coast and puts it in. Give her 19 now on the night, I believe.
I've got her for 18, Daniel.
18. We'll call her 18.
18.
I knew when I said 19, I noticed you shook your head a little. I thought maybe I was wrong. Trousdale scores two at their end. Copas quickly gets it up court, trying to feed it into Taylor Strong, and it goes off her hand out of bounds as we see more subs coming now for Clay County. Lily Burchett, Madison Beasley, and Kelsey Roten come in. So now on the floor with those three, we also see Marley Ashlock and Katie Arms. Four freshmen and a sophomore on the floor for Coach Walker. I believe his older girls are done. Clay County leads by 29. 3:30 remains here. Whistle blows. Official approaches the scores table, and I'm not sure what the difficulty is.
I don't know if the clock didn't stop or running it now. Maybe they're running a little time off. It might not have started.
They stopped at 3:25 now, so they put a little back on. We saw these same young ladies in the second half on last week's game of the week down at Gordonsville. Tonight they'll get action again. It was a running clock last week because of the large lead. Once the lead is 35 points or more, that clock will run, as Coach Sims educated us about last week. However, we've not led by that much tonight, so perhaps these final 3 minutes and 15 seconds will be regulation time for these young ladies, for the Bulldogs seeing some of their first action of the year. Lily Burchett now defends Ferguson. Ferguson has it at the top of the key, very content to take her time. Under 3 minutes to play now. Head coach Jeremy Wilhelm, veteran coach down at Trailsdale County, calls a timeout. We'll be back here on the Horizon Sports Network as Clay County leads 69-40.
Have you bought a new farm that needs work, or just have an area you want cleaned up on your current property? If so, give Tennessee Land Management a call for a bid on clearing that wooded or overgrown area and add value to your farm. Offering dozer work, excavating, mulching, and even automatic watering systems and waterline installation, Tennessee Land Management is your local source for all things concerning property improvement. Give owner Mitch Gray a call today, 615-866-8426. Tennessee Land Management is a proud supporter of Clay County Athletics, encouraging you to show your Bulldog pride.
We've returned here to Clay County High School, where we have 2 minutes and 50 seconds remaining in regulation play here, as the Lady Bulldogs are leading 69-40 against the Lady Yellow Jackets from Trousdale County. Clay County trying to get to 5-2 overall, 2-1 in District 6A play. Trousdale has possession of the ball. Foul being called against Katie Arms now. She was no foul called. She just forced Donahoe out of bounds. Nice job by Arms. And Clay County takes possession. Katie Arms will run the point now for the Lady Bulldogs. She works over to right wing, gets it to Marley Ashlock. Ashlock over to Kelsey Roten, but that pass intercepted. And now Donahoe has it for the Lady Jackets, going the other way. 2 points for her on a layup. 2:25 remains. Clay County leads 69-42. These young Clay County girls are playing quickly. Ashlock has it. Goes to Burchett. Burchett to Beasley. Beasley to Roten. Roten to Arms. Good ball movement. Arms to Ashlock. She fires a 3. No good. Rebound being fought for. Clay County comes up with it. Madison Beasley. She goes to Arms. Arms fires a 3. No good. Rebound this time Dalton for the Yellow Jackets. Dalton comes to the other end. She's the leading scorer for Trousdale County and adds 2 more to her tally. With a minute 52 remaining, Clay County leads 69-44. Substitutes come in for the Yellow Jackets. Try to bring those names to you the best we can. Katie Arms runs the point for Matt Walker's squad. Big District 6A contest going on tonight over in Byrdstown, Tennessee, between the Clark Range Lady Buffaloes and the Pickett County Lady Bobcats. Both teams undefeated 2-0 in the district. Clark Range 7-1 overall. I believe Pickett County either 7-0 or 8-0. I'm sure Coach Sims, that's another classic installment of that battle.
Yeah, I'm sure it will be. It's kind of like some of our old battles with Clark Range back in the day, or Red Bull in certain years, or Jackson County, you know, all those. It's a big game. Everybody says Clark Range is a lot better this year. They were runner up to state last year, but they're playing a different type of style of ball this year.
Playing a little quicker.
Yeah. Yeah, he's doing a lot of pressing and running up and down the floor like
he used to. We witnessed the Clay County turnover, then currently a Trousdale turnover, and with a minute 24 to play, we'll see Clay County take back possession. Madison Beasley runs the point. We see Dory McLean now in the game. Hannah Raines, Maddie Key, and Lily Burchett on the floor for Clay County. Beasley goes to McLean. McLean across the floor to Burchett. Burchett inside to Raines. Raines puts up a shot in the paint. No good. Deflects her own rebound, though, and it's come up with by the Trousdale County Lady Yellow Jackets. I'm not sure who that player is with. That's Carissa Goss. Goss now has it, works baseline, puts up running jumper, no good. Rebound in the paint by Emily Booth. Her shot's no good, but another rebound by Goss. She sends it out top. And that three-point shot taken and hit by Josie Garrett, the sophomore out of Hartsville. 35 seconds remain. Clay County leads 69-47. Beasley has it at the top of the key. She gives it up to Maddie Key. Key works over to McLean. McLean to Burchett. Burchett fires a three. It's short. Rebound Maddie Key. Back out to Burchett. 18 seconds from the clock now. Beasley has it. Top of the key. Slows it down a little. Perhaps wanting to take the last shot. 10 seconds remaining in the contest. Dory McLean with the ball now. Clocks at five. Clocks at three, and it's going to run out as Madison Beasley will dribble the time away. Buzzer sounds. Clay County goes to 5-2 on the season. 2-1 in District 6A play with this 69-47 win over visiting Trousdale County. We'll be back after a short word from our sponsors here on the Rising Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric can help make gift-giving easier for any occasion. We carry Panamax surge protection along with NOAA public alert radios with SAME technology. If you don't want to pay cash, we'll be happy to let you pay over 3 months with 0% interest. Tri-County Electric also offers gift certificates that may be purchased in any amount. Gift certificates are always appreciated, and they can be used on any of our products, including the electric bill. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Have you bought a new farm that needs work, or just have an area you want cleaned up on your current property? If so, give Tennessee Land Management a call for a bid on clearing that wooded or overgrown area and add value to your farm. Offering dozer work, excavating, mulching, and even automatic watering systems and waterline installations, Tennessee Land Management is your local source for all things concerning property improvement. Give owner Mitch Gray a call today, 615-866-8426. Tennessee Land Management is a proud supporter of Clay County Athletics, encouraging you to show your Bulldog pride.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Stream that show, new song, movie, or family video. Bottom line, stream without waiting when you choose Twin Lakes. With broadband speeds up to 1 gig, 1,000 megabits per second, you can stream whatever you want, whenever you want, and without the wait. Enjoy your streaming experience when you choose Twin Lakes. Sign up or upgrade your broadband package today. Visit one of 7 offices for details or visit us online at twlakes.coop. Not available in all areas.
We're back here on the Horizon Sports Network at Clay County High School, and now it's time for the Anderson Hometown Pharmacy Lady Dog Wrap-Up, where Coach Sims and I recap tonight's girls' game. Coach, kind of a slow start for the Lady Dogs. They only led by 3 after 1, but in that second quarter, they outscored the Lady Jackets 19-6 and kind of took control of this one.
That's true. I thought the, Trousdale, I thought, came out and played pretty good early. You know, they made some shots, and, that's the reason it stayed close. You know, we scored about the same in the first quarter as we did the second. We held them to 6, I think, in the second quarter. So, you know, we stretched it out. Like I said earlier, you know, right in the last minute of the first half, we scored about 8-0 on them there and extended our lead from 9-16. I thought that was, really big in the game. Then the third quarter, we came out and continued to extend. I thought our running game tonight was really good. We scored, I don't know how many, at least probably 15 to 20 points in transition. You know, if you can get 2 or 3 baskets in transition, you know, it's usually big. But if you get that many,
it's hard for the other team. It's really hard for them to win when both Taylor Strong and Kenzie Arms score 22 each. And then the senior Brittany Boone comes in with 18 of her own. So 3 in high double figures.
Brittany, you know, if we could get that, it's still kind of puzzling that Natty or Cara didn't score, you know, but Rachel came in and got a few points, and I still like to see a little better balance, you know, but, you know, Brittany, you know, she could just get 8 or 10 a game. That would be so big in the big games, you know. I guess my biggest surprise this game was, you know, I was sure that Trousdale would come out and play a box and one or some kind of combination defense, but they didn't do it. He played a 1-2-2 the whole game. You know, I guess lucky for them, Taylor didn't hit that many threes tonight. You know, she did more damage penetrating and in transition than she did spotting up and shooting threes. I guess they were kind of shading to her, but she didn't get a lot of looks.
Did make 3 threes on the night, but they were spread out. One in the first, one in the second, and then one in the fourth late. Just a kind of a tough shooting night for her. But like you said, Taylor Strong's figured out how to score other ways.
She's really good at taking the hole down, something she didn't do, you know, when I had her as a freshman. She's pretty much a spot-up shooter. But with her and Kenzie and tonight Brittany, you know, doing what they were doing, they really got on the boards good, all 3 of them. We had that rebound them 2-1, I would think, you know, because we got offensive rebounds all night.
A good win for the Lady Dogs, 69-47 here over the Trousdale County Lady Yellow Jackets. Again, led by Strong and Arms with 22, Brittany Boone 18, and the freshman, Rachel Copas, with 7. We'll be back with more of our halftime show after these words from our sponsors. Welcome to the David Benjamin TV phone and internet pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A weekly prelude to Bulldog basketball featuring legendary coach Thomas Watson and hosts Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
David is the Upper Cumberland's only authorized retailer, offering a combination of Direct TV, Dish Network, HughesNet, Exceed, Frontier, Charter, and Twin Lakes service.
Clay County fans, give him a call at 931-528-5233 or look him up on Facebook for all your technology needs. Because when you contact David Benjamin TV phone and internet, you'll be dealing with somebody like you, not a corporate contractor.
Though David Benjamin is the Bulldog pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Anderson Hometown Pharmacy. Come to the pharmacy owned by family for all your prescription needs, and always be loud and Clay County proud.
Homer Improvements. When you get to it and can't do it, call a contractor that's used to it.
Treehouse Treasures, man's second best friend, keeping you out of the doghouse with the perfect gifts for mothers, daughters, and wives.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements.
with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
And budget pest control. When Clay County wins, get 10% off their termite spray that week.
Coming up, we will ask legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson what tonight's keys to the boys' game are, get scores of interest from around the region, hear a final word from our host, and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a PIN to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Want to be treated like family? Then come to the pharmacy owned by family, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy of Salina. 100% family owned by Dr. Tara Anderson and sisters Tasha and Tia, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy invites Clay County fans to give them a call at 243-6337 and stop in for all your prescription needs, free in-county delivery, or ice cold water while you wait. Anderson Hometown Pharmacy encourages you to always be loud and Clay County proud.
Are you looking for quality health care close to home? Cumberland River Hospital offers emergency and acute care services, geriatric psychiatric care, outpatient physical therapy, and home health care. Our medical clinic serves geriatric, adult, and pediatric patients. Cumberland River Hospital has been serving this community for over 50 years. Our commitment to our community is the driving force behind what we do. Cumberland River Hospital is a proud supporter of Clay County Boys Basketball. It's the way we care.
Don Franklin Burksville Chevrolet is a proud sponsor of Clay County Basketball. We're also proud to offer the folks of Clay County a state-of-the-art facility for all your vehicle needs. Whether you're looking for quality GM parts or maybe GM Goodrem service, or what about a new or used car, truck, or SUV? We've got them, over 4,000 of them. Come up and visit us. We're at 1465 South Main, just across the river in Burksville, or you can call us at 1-800-766-9600, or you can see all 4,000 vehicles online at www.donfranklinauto.com.
We return here to Clay County High School, and you're listening to the Bulldog Basketball Game of the Week live on the Horizon Sports Network. We just witnessed the Clay County Lady Bulldogs beating the Trousdale County Lady Yellow Jackets by a score of 69-47. A great win for them. At this time, we're going to be going ahead and taking a look at a final District 6A girls update. Unfortunately, I don't have scores at this point, but we'll tell you who was playing who tonight. Clay County, 4-2, actually got a 5-2 overall on the season tonight. And 2-1 in District 6A was playing host to Trousdale County. They dropped a 1-6 overall and 1-2 in district play. Clark Range, 7-1 overall, 2-0 in the district, is at Pickett County High School, who are 7-0 overall, 2-0 in the district. Big game there. Jackson County, 4-3 overall, 1-1 in district play, made the trip down to Red Bull Springs, so 7-3 overall, 1-1 in district play. Monterey, 0-8, 0-2 in the district, was playing host to Gordonsville, 0-9, 0-2 in the district. Somebody's going to get their first win in that one. That's been the final District 6A girls update, brought to you by Budget Pest Control. The Bug Busters, they ain't afraid of no bugs. At this time, we're going to be joined here by Coach Thomas Watson, if we get him into the booth here, by Coach Thomas Watson. And we're going to do the keys to the boys' game here once Coach Watson gets situated. A little bit tight working around our quarters here tonight at the Horizon Sports Network. We had some technical difficulty earlier in the program. Hopefully that's getting sorted out a little bit right now. Coach Watson, pleasure to have you here again.
Pleasure to have you here again. Hey, it's great once again to be here with you guys.
TV, phone, and internet, boys' pregame show. And it is time for the homeware improvement keys to the boys' game. When we ask legendary Bulldog head coach Thomas Watson what he thinks the Dogs need to do to come out on top of that. Coach, let's just go through it a little bit. You saw this Bulldog team play several games now. Coming into the night, let's talk defense first. What do you think we need to see on the defensive side in the backcourt for the Dogs?
out in the backcourt for the Dogs?
Well, from looking at the results of their last ball game, it looked like Clark Raines jumped on them real early and got out to a big lead right off the bat. And it looked like, you know, that may be our plan tonight, because I think they played Clark Raines maybe even or scored one more point than they did the last half. But Clark Raines had them down about 20 at halftime, and I think the final score was like a 19-point deficit. And I read a little bit and said that the Trousdale County Board made a big comeback in the fourth quarter and cut it down to about 11, so they just kind of run out of steam, and it worked them to death getting back that close, and then they kind of let it get slipped back away from them.
Just looking at them, a highly athletic-looking Trousdale County team we have here in front of us. What about maybe from a coaching standpoint for Coach Edwards tonight? His team's on a four-game win streak. Comes in here, they are still missing Gavin Silk. However, in our game of the week last week that we called from Gordonsville High School, we saw B.J. Emerson and Mason Sharp come in and take over starting roles due to some other guys being out. What's Coach Edwards need to be focused on tonight, maybe with all that still going on?
Well, I don't know. I guess, you know, I think the last ball game, we, I guess, caught them a little bit surprised with B.J. and Sharp, but that won't be the point tonight, because I'm sure these guys have seen the box score and seen those guys done some scoring, so they'll probably concentrate. I think we probably need some more from Ashlock on the inside, and I do know that when he and Silk were in there together, they had a good 1-2 combination going good, and I think both of them, a couple of games ago, were both in double figures, basically by passing the ball to each other. So we probably need to look and try to get some inside points from him tonight, and to keep
Understood.
The rest of them at the same
Ladies
level they're going
at. That wraps up the keys to the boys' game, brought to you by Homer Improvement. When you get to it and can't do it, call the contractor that's used to it. We're going to go ahead now and do the Treehouse Treasure pregame parting gift. A final word for our listeners from me before tip-off. Tonight's parting gift is for the Dogs to stay grounded. They're on a four-game win streak. They just played their best game of the season this past Friday at Gordonsville. We shot the ball tremendously well in that one, and while I hope that we can do the same tonight, we might not. This Trousdale team, as we said, is highly athletic, and while we're a more sound team overall, we can't afford to be looking past the Yellow Jackets and on to Friday night's big matchup with Pickett County. This pregame parting gift's been brought to you by Treehouse Treasures, man's second best friend, keeping you out of the doghouse with the perfect gifts for mothers, daughters, and wives. We're about 30 seconds away from the buzzer sounding here at Clay County High School. Trousdale County is 3-3 on the year overall coming into this. Their head coach, Ryan Sleeper, he's looking to get them above the 500 mark tonight. I believe that they are 0-2 in district play. Clay County 4-2 overall, trying to get to 5-2 on the year. We're 2-0 in District 6A play, and that buzzer does sound. So at this time, we're going to go ahead and do the Cumberland Exterior starting lineups. Starting, first of all, for the visiting Clay County Trousdale, the visiting Trousdale County Yellow Jackets, I apologize. Senior number 32, Grayson Rainey. Senior number 10, Trace McGuire. Junior number 14, Kayvont Baines. Junior number 5, Will Belcher. And sophomore number 23, Tavarius Claiborne. Starting for Clay County, number 1, a sophomore, Jake Ashlock. Number 2, a junior, Landon Woodcock. Number 3, a junior, Heath Kimes. Number 21, a junior, B.J. Emerton. And number 24, a sophomore, Mason Sharp. The boys' starting lineups have been brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements, with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more. Coach Watson, as we prepare for this game, and the voice of the Bulldogs here at the Clay County High School gym, Michael Miller, about to announce the starters to the crowd. Pretty good turnout here. This used to be a Region 4A game. Now it's a District 6A game. We've only played Trousdale County 9 times in the last 10 years, and we've won all 9 of those contests. However, as we mentioned, this is a pretty good-looking Trousdale County team.
Got some big boys out there.
They do.
Some big guys,
Trousdale,
big, strong, healthy guys.
Obviously known as a football school from time on in. There's never a period down there where they go through a long stretch of time that they're not too good on the gridiron. Not as well known for their skill on the ball court. I think in their history, they've had one time that they've advanced to state tournament action, that coming back in 2003. And they were eliminated in the Elite Eight there. But we saw this same squad basically in the region quarterfinal last year here in this same gym.
Yes.
I think they
yes,
turned
we
around
did.
Those starters. We lost three of ours, so should be a good matchup.
Yes, it should be. And they have been in and out of our district over the years. When I first started coaching, they weren't in it, and then they came in it for a while. They've been kind of kicked around back and forth in the basketball schedule. And we played them for a number of years while I was coaching. We played them most every year. And I remember especially they had a team once with a guy named Reggie Harper that played and started as an eighth grader. That was a pretty good basketball player and football player.
And Jake Ashcott controls the opening tip. As he was jumping against Brayson Rainey, he times has the ball. He'll run the point all night long for Clay County. Ashcock has it on left wing. He fires down inside, a bounce pass to Landon Woodcock, who catches and puts it up for two. Woodcock, the leading scorer on the season, opens up this game with its first 2 points.
Great backdoor cut by Woodcock there, and Ashcock put it on him.
Woodcock averaging 19 a contest. Times now defending the point guard for the Yellow Jackets. That's Belcher, Will Belcher. Missed shot by Trousdale. Rebound Jake Ashcock. He tries to get the ball quickly in transition up the court, and that pass is deflected. Belcher now has it in his hands for the Yellow Jackets. Belcher now goes to low post, puts it in the hands of Trace McGuire. He misses an easy look from two, but a fine offensive board effort by Tavarius Claiborne puts the basket back in good. We're knotted up at two with 7 minutes to play in the first quarter. Claver now blocks a shot and gets possession of that, puts it up the floor to one of his teammates, and the pass is a little too strong, goes out of bounds. Kayvon Baines was the teammate he was looking for. I'm not sure who made that shot attempt. That was blocked by Claiborne, but he looked pretty good doing it.
You can see the athleticism of this Trousdale County team early on here.
Ball's worked into Jake Ashcock at the right block. He puts up a shot, no good, gets his own rebound, kicks back out to Woodcock. He takes a three, no good. Rebound now being tussled and fouled over between Belcher and Sharp, and jump ball call. Trousdale will get possession of that since we had the opening tip. 6:27 mark, tied up at two. Belcher runs the point, defended by Sharp. Belcher kicks it down to Claiborne. Claiborne now over to McGuire. McGuire lays into him from right block. McGuire, an excellent play on the post right there. Woodcock has it for Clay County, left wing. Now puts it in the hands of Heath Kimes. He'll slow down the offense. Kimes defended by Baines. Kimes wants to drive. He puts it up in the right block. No good. No whistles blow. Airmall on the shot. Rebounded by Belcher. Belcher gets it to McGuire. McGuire drives. Dumps it off to Claiborne. Claiborne back out to Belcher. Belcher now tries to drive. Defended by Kimes. Kimes very quick. Hard to get past him. Claiborne has it in the right corner. He throws out to Baines at the top of the key. Baines now slows it down a little. He's defended by Woodcock. Back to McGuire. McGuire works inside to Rainey. Brayson Rainey, the senior. Very thick individual down there playing on the post. Good-sized young man. He puts it in for two. Trousdale.
Yes.
It was smooth. Trousdale.
Good smooth shot.
To two here in this contest at the five-minute mark. Woodcock drives in the paint. He's stripped of the ball. It's Tavarius Claiborne that comes up with it. Gets it to his point guard, Belcher. Clay County trails by four here early in this one. Belcher works to Claiborne. Claiborne to Baines. He fires a three from left wing. No good. Rebound Claiborne. Back up. No good. Rebound Jake Ashcock. Ashcock goes to Woodcock. Woodcock in transition into the paint. Puts it up. It's good. 4 points. That was a beautiful play.
Gets the roll.
4 points for Woodcock now. McGuire in a trap of Emberton and Sharp. He throws the ball away. Nice defensive pressure by Coach Edwards' team here. They find themselves down 6-4 at the 4:30 mark of the first quarter. Kimes runs the point. Kimes, this is one of the few nights we'll see players as quick as Kimes on the floor. As Kimes now drives and a foul calls. I believe that's going to come against number 14, Kayvon Baines. His first, team's first. Substitute coming in now for Trousdale. I do not have that number. 00. He does not appear on my roster. Kimes has the ball left wing, works to Woodcock. Woodcock can't hang on to the pass, and McGuire comes up with it. McGuire drives down, gets it to 00. He drives in, and a walk called on him. I sincerely apologize for not having that young man's number. Hopefully this won't be an issue. He was not on the roster that I saw. Ashlock inbounds to Kimes. 4 minutes left here in this first quarter. Dogs are down by 2, 6-4. Kimes works right wing, goes inside to Woodcock. Woodcock a guard, but likes to post up, and he'll come away with 2 more points. He has all 6 of Clay County's points here in this opening quarter. McGuire works the ball across the timeline. Belcher has it right wing, fires the 3, good look at it, and he drains it. Trousdale up 9-6. We've got a good game going right now. Sharp, who hit 5 in the third against Gordonsville, fires his first 3-pointer, and it's no good. He hit 6 in the entire contest last Friday, 5 in the third. Trousdale comes up with that rebound after the Sharp miss. Ball's in the hands of 00 at the top of the key. He works down to Rainey, and Rainey puts it in. Rainey, a big presence. We're missing Gavin Silk down in the paint early in this one, defending against Rainey. 3-minute mark of the first quarter. Clay County trails 11-6. Kimes drives inside, works back out to Woodcock on the right wing. Now Woodcock drives, and it appeared he was fouled as he went up and converted on the shot and got 2 points, but no whistles blew.
Not seeing much.
He did fight through contact.
Made it through the contact.
Not seeing much out of the rest of the team, but Landon Woodcock is carrying this Clay County team, got all 8 of their points in the game so far.
He certainly does. 2 minutes and 30 seconds remain here in the opening stanza, and it is 8-11. Clay County trails by 3. Yellow Jackets with the ball. Belcher fires a 3 from the left corner. No good. Rebound Woodcock. He's doing it all. Woodcock brings it back up the floor. Goes behind his back, into the paint, puts up the runner, no good, fights for his own rebound, but Ashlock comes up with it. He'll be fouled hard there by McGuire, Trace McGuire, the senior. I'm here to tell you, folks, this is a good-looking Trousdale County basketball team right here.
They've got size, they've got speed, they've got athleticism, they've got it all. Mostly known for their football program, as I'm sure you've said already, Daniel. But if they can ever put it together, they're going to be an imposing opponent on the hardwood, too.
Certainly can be, showing that to this point. Ashlock hits the first of the 2 free throws, shoots the second. It's good as well. We trail now by 1, 11-10, 2:15 remaining here in the opening quarter. Baines has the ball right wing. He works over to 00. Ball now in Belcher's hands, left wing. Belcher goes inside to Baines, almost deflected by Ben Bailey, who's in substituting for Mason Sharp. Baines now drives left baseline, puts up a little floater, good. Minute 50 remains, Clay County trails 10-13. Kimes on right wing, gets it to Woodcock, long three-pointer, no good. Rebound by Rainey in the paint. Rainey gets it to Belcher.
You know, Coach Evers talked about Woodcock's range. He doesn't care to put it up from 10 foot behind the arc.
That's true. And works all the way to the interior on that offensive end. Rainey, 2 more points for him. I believe that's 6 on the night from the paint for the big guy. Brayson Rainey, a senior for the Yellow Jackets. 1:15 remains. Clay County's down by 5. Woodcock has it right wing. Drives inside, puts it up, give him 2 more. Woodcock has 8. Of our 12, was that 10 of the 12?
I've got him for 8.
8 of the 12.
That must be 10 of the 12, Dan.
I think it may be. 10 of the 12. Belcher has it. 55 seconds left. Clay County trails 15-12. He works it over to 00. Once again, I don't have that young man's name. Ball was worked inside to Rainey. Foul called against Jake Ashlock, defending Brayson Rainey. Ashlock taller than Rainey. However, Rainey has some size on him. Sharp re-enters the contest, and B.J. Emerson will sit down. Trailsdale inbound. Ball deflected by Clay County. Dogs trail only by three, Coach, but you kind of get the feeling that some momentum's in Trailsdale's favor here.
Yes, it is. They've come out ready to play tonight, and outside of Woodcock,
we are not. Hopefully someone will come to the aid of Coach Edwards and their teammates. Sharp now fires from three-point land, and it'll be him. He ties it up at 15 with 30 seconds left. That's the young man's seventh three-pointer in two games to this point. Trailsdale has it now, 20 seconds left, works it over to right wing. Now across to Rainey on the left baseline, puts up the jumper, air ball. Woodcock comes up with the rebound, 13 seconds remain, and here Woodcock comes. Drives into the paint, he'll go to the rim, fouled on the play, he'll go to shoot two at the line. 7.6 ticks left on the clock. Have to see who that foul was called on here at the scores table. Rainey, no, maybe Claiborne. Well, if it's 3-2 or 2-3. Trailsdale, 13 foul. Woodcock misses the first of two free throws.
Not seen him do that much this year, Coach. He's a pretty good free throw shooter.
He has.
He certainly
got a pretty
does.
Good percentage.
Woodcock averaging 82% from the line coming into tonight's game. His second one is good. He'll add to that tally. I hope so.
He's going to hit the next nine.
If he maintains that percentage, he will, won't he?
And that gives Clay County their first lead since they scored the first bucket of this contest.
16-15, 1 point Clay County lead, 3 seconds remain. Belcher has the ball well defended by Gunner Silk, who's in substituting, and Trailsdale does not get a shot off before the buzzer ends. At the end of one, it's Clay County 16, Trailsdale 15. Stay with us. This is going to be a good one.
Tri-County Electric and TVA are providing a clear path for you to make your home a 10, its most energy-efficient rating through the new eScore program. eScore allows homeowners to work toward a score of 10 for their home at their own pace while earning rebates on qualified energy efficiency upgrades. For additional information and program details, please visit www.2escore.com or contact your local Tri-County Electric office. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Stream that show, new song, movie, or family video. Bottom line, stream without waiting when you choose Twin Lakes. With broadband speeds up to 1 gig, 1,000 megabits per second, you can stream whatever you want, whenever you want, and without the wait. Enjoy your streaming experience when you choose Twin Lakes. Sign up or upgrade your broadband package today. Visit one of 7 offices for details or visit us online at twlakes.coop. Not available in all areas.
Landon Woodcock leads Clay County with 11 in this contest, and they lead by one, 16-15, headed into the second quarter.
Second quarter action does begin here. Heath Kimes has the ball right wing. He works it over to Sharp. Sharp fires, misses that three-pointer. He's one of three tonight behind the arc. Jake Ashlock comes up with a rebound off the hand of a B.J. Emerson deflection. He puts it in good for two from the right block. We need good post presence by Ashlock tonight to make up for the absence of Gavin Silk, second leading team scorer, as he went out last week in practice. Wednesday afternoon, the last remaining few seconds of practice, he had an ankle injury and will be out for around a month. Should be back after Christmas. Baines fires down for Trailsdale from the left corner and give him 3 points. And this one's knotted up at 18 at the 7:15 mark of the second quarter. Kimes now with it, left wing, works across court, gives it to Woodcock. Woodcock comes over. Coach Edwards sends in instructions. Woodcock isolating the Trailsdale defense, drives into the paint, loses the handle on the ball. Wanted a foul call, but not to be so. Belcher now with the ball for the Yellow Jackets, heads back up the court. Baines has it right wing, fires the three, no good, off the front of the rim. Kimes comes up with the rebound, gives it over to Woodcock. Woodcock down court to Sharp, and there's a Clay County turnover. Something we didn't need, Coach Watson.
No, no. No, we've got it knotted up. We need to put about 8 or 10 in a row on the board here.
Trousdale takes over possession here after that turnover by Clay County. Belcher runs the point for Trousdale.
Like Coach Evers has gone to the 1-3-1 and beat with Emerson at the top again.
Two more points for Baines, it looks like, as he scored from the left baseline, about an 8-foot jumper. Clay County trails again, 20-18. Scharf has the ball now on our offensive end. Clay County is playing off to the hoop at our left here as we sit atop the visiting bleachers. They work inside to Ashrock. He puts it up off the backboard. No good. Rebound by Claiborne. He works it down to McGuire. McGuire misses his two-pointer, but an athletic putback by Brayson Rainey. Two more points for Rainey. Coach Edwards' team trails down by 4-22-18, and he calls a timeout. We'll be back here.
Mobile money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC. We're back here at Clay County High School, and Trousdale County is on a 7-0 run to start the second quarter, and they lead 22-18, Daniel.
They do. 6 minutes and 3 seconds remain, and Clay County now inbounds. Kimes will run the point. On the floor for Clay County is Kimes, Sharp, Woodcock, Ashlock, and Emberton. Foul called on the floor against Trousdale County. Foul was called against Baines, his second personal foul, team's fourth foul of the first half. Clay County has one team foul so far in this contest. Head coach Ryan Sleeper for the Trousdale County Yellow Jackets has brought a good basketball team here to Clay County High School gym tonight as we see B.J. Emerton on the inbound play getting on the board for the first time. There's a young man who is every bit as athletic, Coach Watson, as anybody on Trousdale's team.
Yes, he is. That's a great move toward the basket then. Nothing fancy.
BJ had 19 against Gordonsville in Clay County's last contest. He has two tonight as Trousdale comes down, and quickly they answer the call as Brayson Rainey comes up with two more points. I believe he's in double digits already in this game. Now we have a offensive foul called against Heath Kimes as he was setting, I suppose, an illegal screen.
Follow-through.
Okay.
Looked like a little follow-through.
Ran on into Belcher, and a foul was called. That was Heath's first personal, second team foul of the first half. Belcher now for Trousdale drives into the paint, loses a handle on the ball. Claiborne comes up with it. He gives it back to Belcher. He's trapped now by Kimes and Sharp, and a nice intercepted pass there by Jake Ashrock, and it gets to the hands of Kimes, who's now in turn fouled by Belcher. Clay County showing they do have the equal athleticism if they could just reach down and pull it out.
Yeah, they had him trapped well in the corner then.
Ashrock inbounds to Kimes. Ben Bailey comes to the scores table preparing to check in. 4:50 remaining here in the second quarter. Clay County trails 20-44. Ashrock works inside. Good post move, but cannot convert on the shot attempt.
I like to see that. Ashrock posting up hard. Just couldn't hardly get it to fall, but a nice move by Ashlock.
It certainly was. We need the sophomore to more than ever in the paint with Silk being out. And here we see two more easy points for Trousdale County off a left block. That's Claiborne. Between him and Rainey, they have given us fits down there. And Claiborne now called for a personal foul as Ashlock was going up for a shot. He come up and got a hand on his wrist, and the whistle blew. Ashlock goes to the line to shoot two.
Trousdale County is doing a nice job in the paint against this zone, aren't they, Coach?
Yeah, they're making that extra pass each time down the floor and getting the guy just basically standing on the basket by himself on that last pass.
Ashlock hit the line, fires the first. It's good. Ashlock, I believe, 3 of 3 from the free throw line tonight. Sage Tiernan checks into the game for B.J. Emberton. Ben Bailey checks in for Mason Sharp here midway through the second quarter. Tiernan being used as a reserve this year and doing a good job substituting in for the Bulldogs. pressure being put on now in the Bulldog backcourt, but Trousdale's athleticism beats it pretty easily as they cross the timeline. And now a walk called against Trousdale County. Young man knew he did it. He wanted to protest it, but he knew he didn't have a case.
He kind of confessed to that.
Time runs the point now for Clay County. 4 minutes remain in the second quarter. Clay County trails 26-22. Kimes makes a move to the basket. Ball is knocked out of his hands and out of bounds, though, by a Yellow Jacket. And Clay County's going to have possession of this ball. Kimes to inbound from the baseline. Gets it in to Tiernan. Tiernan has it right wing. Gets it to Bailey. Bailey now gives it up to Woodcock, top of the key. Landon now wants to drive. He does to the paint and scores. Woodcock, the only Clay County offensive player tonight who has found his comfort zone on that end of the floor.
Right. And he's got most of our points.
Reserves now in for Trousdale. I do not have a few of those names. Double Zero has it out of the top. He works it over, working against Woodcock. He goes to Claiborne in the paint. Claiborne to Rainey. Rainey shoots a jumper from left baseline. No good. Rebound by Claiborne. He puts it back up and is fouled. Foul against Sage Tiernan. Claiborne goes to the line for the first of two free throw attempts. Clay County trails 26-24. Claiborne misses the first of two, too strong.
You know, this game kind of shaping up just like that last one versus Gordesville. Back and forth first half, two athletic teams. Let's hope it turns out the way it did in the second half down in Gordesville here.
Absolutely so. With that second half, before we saw Mason Sharp hit 5 3-pointers in the third. Sharp now fires a three-pointer, drains it, shows that he still has that stroke as he hits his second three-pointer of this affair. Trousdale with the ball now. Stripped of the ball as their point guard. Kimes comes up with it, drives the other way, gets it to Sharp. Sharp fires another three. No good. He was under pressure there. Didn't have his feet set the way he wanted to.
Second chance opportunity, though.
Got a little bit of a hurry.
Tiernan there was running down that offensive rebound.
Excellent.
Yes. Good
hustle. Now Kimes works with it in the paint. His shot will be blocked. Double Zero now runs the point. Works it over to number two. I hate not having those young men's name. But I did have an incomplete roster. I apologize. McGuire has it now at the top of the key. He works over to Rainey. Rainey over to Claiborne. Claiborne down to the low post now. The double zero. He works against Kimes. Puts up the turnaround jumper. No good. Rebound Jake Ashlock. Ashlock works to Kimes. Kimes puts it up court to Tiernan. Tiernan volleyed it over to Sharp. Sharp works in low post. Gets his shot blocked. We've seen several block shots by Trousdale County. Sharp now defending against McGuire. And points in transition as McGuire passed over to Rainey. Rainey has about 16 on the night. I'm not sure. Not that many. He's got 10. I have it. I got him and Claiborne confused. I need to leave the statistician stuff to Thomas. A minute and 35 seconds remaining here. Clay County trails by only one. 28-27. Blocking call now being called against Mason Sharp. His first personal foul of the night, team's third.
Daniel, I don't blame you. Rainey looks like he's got about 16, as active as he's been in the paint, but you're right, he's got 10 so far.
Kimes shaking up. This is the third game this year that we've seen Heath Kimes shaking up. He had the initial injury in that Van Buren County season, second game of the season. And ever since, we've seen him favoring something. I'm not sure if this is a new injury that's got him on the bench right now or a reoccurring one. On the floor now for Clay County, B.J. Emerton, Mason Sharp, Landon Woodcock, Ben Bailey, and Gunner Seal. Minute 35 remains in the first half of play. Clay County trails by one, 27-28. Trousdale County now works at the low post to McGuire. McGuire works over to number two. He was attempting a shot, fouled by B.J. Emerton, though. Number two for Trousdale County will go to the line to shoot two free throws.
Michael Miller just said Octavius Rickman, Daniel. We have him for number 53.
Okay, so that's number two, so they've changed that. Okay. Very good. I'm glad you caught that, Thomas. I hate not having a correct name. Rickman's free throw was good there. Trousdale leads 30-27. He made both free throws. Woodcock back in the game now for Clay County. Has the ball. Right wing. He wants to drive as he has all night. And a blocking foul is called against Octavius Rickman. And head coach Ryan Sleeper for the Yellow Jackets disagrees. He wanted a charge call. Now, that is the seventh team foul for Trousdale County, and Woodcock will go to the line for 1-1. Hopefully he can get two out of it.
Woodcock's been really aggressive so far, just like we know. He's not afraid to take it in the paint. He's not just an outside shooter.
No, not at all. As he hits that first free throw, earns the right to shoot the second. No, he's much more than that. He has a complete game for sure. I think he actually prefers operating inside the paint.
I like it. I think he likes the contact down there.
Second shot up, it's good. McGuire inbounds to Trousdale, gets in the hands of Rickman. Rickman back to McGuire, works it down to Kobe Ford, who's in. Now we see Houston Stafford with the ball, back to McGuire, who gets it back to Octavius Rickman. 1 minute left to play. Clay County trails by one. That's 1 minute left to play here in the first half, by the way. Woodcock comes up with a loose ball. He comes to the other end, puts it up the paint, good for two more. 45 seconds remain. Clay County takes a lead, 31-30 off that Woodcock two-pointer.
He's got 17 already in this first half, Dan.
Very impressive. Averaging 19 on the year. Very fortunate that that young man transferred here from Smith County High School. As now McGuire fires a long three-pointer, no good. Rebound Trousdale. Kobe Ford puts it back up for Trousdale. Actually, that was Houston Stafford. Ball goes out of bounds as Stafford missed that two-pointer. And Gunner Silk will inbound for Clay County. Jake Ashlock re-entering the contest for Rob Edwards and his Bulldogs.
We've got a chance to put just a little distance between them.
We do. We do. It'd be nice here to hold this last shot. 20 seconds remaining ticking. Come up with some points. Little at needed momentum.
Yes, absolutely. Going to the
under
10
seconds. Woodcock has it behind the arc. Steps inside, shoots a long jumper, no good. Rebound, McGuire. 2 seconds remain. McGuire fires a three. Yes, he hits that shot. Fortunately, it's not the end of the game. Only halftime. And Trousdale with that shot takes a lead, 33-31 over Clay County. Coming up, the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repairs.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591. Because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a look at area scores of interest, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsor, here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Want to be treated like family? Then come to the pharmacy owned by family, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy of Salina. 100% family owned by Dr. Tara Anderson and sisters Tasha and Tia, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy invites Clay County fans to give them a call at 243-6337 and stop in for all your prescription needs, free in-county delivery, or ice cold water while you wait. Anderson Hometown Pharmacy encourages you to always be loud and Clay County proud.
How far would you drive for a great deal on a new car or truck? A couple hours? Farther? No need to answer, because the only place to go is just a short 30-minute drive north of Salina to Don Franklin Chevrolet of Burkesville, where you can choose from over 4,000 new and pre-owned vehicles. Need financing, parts, or service? They offer that too. Check out all their vehicles at DonFranklinAuto.com or call 800-766-9600. Don Franklin Burkesville Chevrolet, a family of dealerships in Kentucky.
Whether you've been hurt in the game, just had surgery, or need wound care treatment, Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center is here to help you get back to what you enjoy. The therapists at Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center are committed to providing clinically superior, cost-effective therapy services for our community. No matter what age you are, we will get you back in the game. We are located at 100 Old Jefferson Street, Salina, Tennessee. Call 931-243-5250 for more information today. Getting you back in the game.
My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Did you know that with gig broadband speeds, that's 1,000 megabits per second, you can download a 2-hour movie in as little as 8 seconds? And what about downloading your top 100 summer playlist? Get your jam on in 3 seconds. Seriously, with gig broadband speeds from Twin Links, enjoy your favorite entertainment in just seconds. Sign up or upgrade your broadband package today. Visit one of our 7 local offices or visit us online at twlakes.coop. Not available in all areas.
We're back here at Clay County High School, and Trousdale County, on a buzzer-beating three-pointer, leads 33-31 at the half. It's been a close ball game throughout, back and forth all night long, 16-15 at the end of one, and now a two-point game at halftime. Clay County is being led by Landon Woodcock, who's got 17 points in the first half. Jake Ashlock has 6. Mason Sharp's made 2 3-pointers with 6. B.J. Emerton has 2. Trousdale County is being led by Brayson Rainey, who has 10 points. Kevontae Baines has 7, Trace McGuire 5, Will Belcher 5, Tavarius Claiborne 4, and Octavius Rickman 2. Again, Trousdale County leads 33-31 here at halftime. We'll be back with more.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what that date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer month bills from overwhelming your budget. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Have you bought a new farm that needs work or just have an area you want cleaned up on your current property? If so, give Tennessee Land Management a call for a bid on clearing that wooded or overgrown area and add value to your farm. Offering dozer work, excavating, mulching, and even automatic watering systems and waterline installation, Tennessee Land Management is your local source for all things concerning property improvement. Give owner Mitch Gray a call today, 615-866-8426. Tennessee Land Management is a proud supporter of Clay County Athletics, encouraging you to show your Bulldog pride.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs.
We return here at halftime at Clay County High School, where the Bulldogs trail by 2, 31-33 to the visiting Trousdale County Yellow Jackets. It's time now for a District 6A boys update, but before we do that, we want to bring a few finals from the girls' games. Clay County won 69-47 here in the first game that we called. Red Bull and Springs and Jackson don't have a score on that one. A fourth quarter score, Monterey 48, Gordonsville 31. Looks like Monterey's going to get the 1-8. Gordonsville will go to 0-9. The big one tonight, Clark Range girls beat Pickett County girls 69-60 up in Birdstown. I liked to have been there. I bet it was a dandy.
That's huge. I mean, it really is. I mean, Pickett County is a favorite to win it all, much less District 6A.
Right. Yes. One of those two teams, who knows? We may see them meet again in Murfreesboro. Hopefully our girls will have something to say about that, though. Let's go ahead and look at the boys' action, what's happening tonight. Here we have Clay County currently 4-2, 2-0 in the district. Is hosting Trailsdale, 3-3 overall, 0-2 in the district. We do trail by 2 at the half. Clark Range boys, 8-3, 1-1 in the district, are at Pickett County, who are 5-2 overall, 1-1 in the district. Jackson County, 4-2 overall, and 1-1 in the district, is visiting Red Bull and Springs, who are 8-3 overall, 0-2 in the district. Monterey, 7-1 overall, 2-0 in the district, are hosting Gordonsville boys, 5-6 overall, 1-1 in the district. We'll try to have some final scores after this one's over from those contests. That's been the District 6A Boys Update, brought to you by Budget Pest Control, your first choice for bug warfare. We have 2 minutes left here before the third quarter action begins, as we've chronicled in the stats and other things here. We do trail by 2 here at Clay County High School. Some public service announcements or anything that we've got going on, guys. I know we talked earlier about the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame. That deadline for applications is this Friday, the 15th. You can come by and pick up an application form, a physical copy here at Clay County High School and return it here. Or, if you're computer savvy, Thomas, you can go to
ClayCoSportsHOL.com.
And you can find an application there online that can, and you can email responses back to, what's that email?
That would be nominate@ClayCoSportsHOL.com.
I'm sure all that information is available online. I always go to Thomas for that information because I don't have it wrote down, and he's got it memorized, and I don't. But
the biggest thing, the deadline is Friday.
It is Friday.
December the 15th. You got 2 or 3 more days. Get your nomination in. Drop them off at the school. If you can figure out that web address, send us an email to us.
That's right. We do have several nominations in already for this year, the 2017 class. We had several holdovers left over from last year. Once a name has been put into the pot, it stays there for 3 years. And after 3 years, if an applicant has not been elected into the hall, then they have to be resubmitted. But that is going on. We look forward to that induction ceremony that's going to take place during the Cumberland County, Kentucky home game here on a Saturday in January.
I believe it's January the 13th is the date for that.
Sounds good.
Coach, what about a barn burner of a game we've had so far in this first half?
I'm telling you, this has bounced back and forth the whole ball game. They've had a couple 3 or 4 point runs, maybe 6 at the most, and we've done about the same. And we looked like we were going to go in with at least a 2 point or a 1 point lead at halftime.
What worries me here is they flung one up from the half court. They're not doing it from the outside. It's not a hot shooting hand. They're doing it in the paint. We've got to figure out how to control it underneath the basket.
They're making that extra pass, and Rainey's been pretty consistent. He's a big, strong kid.
We return to action here is about 30 seconds into the fourth quarter. Trousdale was moving the ball around, and he kind of stripped Kevon Baines of the ball. And here the Bulldogs come to the other end. Mason Sharp from right wing fires a 3-pointer, no good. Rebound Claiborne for the Yellow Jackets. 7:15 remains here in the third quarter. Clay County trails by 2. 30-second timeout taken by head coach Ryan Sleeper and the Yellow Jackets. We'll be back on the Horizon Sports Network.
For the better part of a century, One local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir,
are down here at Clay County High School. We're at the 7:14 mark of the third quarter coming out of this timeout. Trailsdale has the ball, and they lead 33-31. McGuire works into the paint, puts up the runner, no good, rebound Jake Ashlock. Ashlock now going to drive the ball up for himself. He is trying to get it to Heath Kimes, but Kimes well defended by Baines. Ashlock to Woodcock, Woodcock now to Kimes. He looks back healthy again after he was shaken up at the end of the first half. Woodcock drives in, give him two more, and he was fouled and will go to the line to try to complete the three-point play the old-fashioned way. First time tonight in both contests that we've seen this occur.
Great drive. I mean, he's got the baseline on, I think that might have been McGuire. Took it to the hole, took the harm, and made the free throw to
Made the free throw, completed that three-point play, and more importantly, Clay County now leads by one, 34-33, 6:40 remains in the third quarter. Belcher has the ball, right wing, drives inside, loses the handle, Kimes comes up with it, got an open look at a layup, he gets it. Clay County now on a bit of a run, they lead 30.
He's pulled up lane again, looks like, a little bit.
Trailsdale quickly answers that call as they work inside to Brayson Rainey again. And he puts it up for two more. Clay County still leads 36-35. Emerton fires his first three of the contest. No good. Trailsdale rebound. Ball at right wing. McGuire has it. Drives inside. Blocking foul called against Emerton. His second personal of the night. Clay's first team foul of the second half. Ben Bailey will check into this contest. And B.J. Emerton will go have a seat.
I hate calls when they call it on the third step.
Claiborne's 23. Yeah. Thomas was wondering who number 23 was for the Yellow Jackets. That is Claiborne. Ball's inbounded down to Kevont Baines. He goes back over to Rainey, and Rainey fires a three-pointer, shows that he can get it done from the outside as well as inside as he hits that three-pointer. And Trailsdale now leads 38-36. This is a back-and-forth game. It is a dandy. Kimes has it now. Right wing gets it to Woodcock. He fires the three, and it is good. Landon Woodcock also shows that he can do it outside.
Tied up
38. Actually, Clay County leads 39-38. Yes.
Yeah,
Kimes comes up with a loose ball, headed back Clay County's way. Woodcock fires again. No good on that one. Ben Bailey saves the ball, throws it in bounds, and it is caught by double zero. We do not have that young man's name. He's in substituting for the Yellow Jackets. 5:15 remains in the third quarter. If there's an echo on my microphone, I apologize. We've had technical difficulty tonight here on the Horizon Sports Network. We're just glad that we're coming to you live at this moment in time.
For you, Kobe Ford. Double zero's name.
Double zero is Kobe Ford. 5:03 mark. Clay County leads 39-38.
Okay. And
number two is Octavius. You got that one, didn't you?
Okay, we've got that one. Thanks.
Woodcock has the ball, top of the key. He works it over to Ben Bailey. Bailey to Sharp. Sharp has it at left wing. Tried to go over to Emerton. But that pass was stolen away by Kevont Baines. And Baines lost his handle on the ball. It went out of bounds. Clay County will maintain possession. Woodcock inbounds to Kimes. 4:40 remains in this quarter. Clay County leads by one. Sharp fires a three. No good. Great look at it. Rebound Ashlock. Back up. Good. Nice job by Jake. Yes, left-handed put back very good, and here we see Kevont Baines throw the ball away. Coach Edwards standing on the sideline catches that ball and applauds his team's defensive efforts. 41-38 is the score. Clay County leads. This is the 10th contest between these two teams in the last 10 years, and Clay County has not lost. They're on a 9-game win streak. Times drives inside. He worked Ashlock. Ashlock put it up off the glass, but no good. Ford has the ball now for the Yellow Jackets. He runs the point. Ford to McGuire. McGuire on the right wing goes inside to Claiborne. His shot up and good, and he was fouled by Landon Woodcock.
And plus one.
And now Claiborne will go to the line to try to complete the three-point play the traditional way. Tarvarius Claiborne, a sophomore for the Yellow Jackets. Excellent-looking basketball player. Puts the shot up. It's good. We are knotted up at 41, halfway through the third quarter here. Woodcock slows it down. He runs the point. Kimes now has it left wing. Bailey top of the key. Sharp right wing. Woodcock in the corner inside Dashlock, who's posted up, puts up a shot. He will be fouled. Goes to the line to shoot two. Foul will be called against Brayson Rainey. His first foul of this game, team's third of the second half. Excellent District 6A boys matchup we have going on in front of us tonight as Ashlock misses the first of two free throws.
I like that again there too. Good hard post up by Jake Ashlock. He's got to get some traction in the paint down there with these big guys of Trousdale County.
Ashlock eyes the mark, releases, no good, too strong off the back of the rim. Rebound McGuire for Trousdale. McGuire gives it up to Ford. Ford slows it down, runs the point, directs his team, works inside to Rainey, turnaround jumper, no good. Rebound Ashlock. Ashlock to Sharp. Sharp drives, gets it to Bailey in the corner, fires the three. Beautiful, it's in. Clay County fans are up as they take down a three-point lead, 44-41. Ben Bailey, the junior reserve, bringing life to the stadium here.
You know, Coach Evers talked about Ben Bailey playing excellent in junior varsity action. I think he had well over 25, 20 points, something like that in the last game, all behind that shooting right there.
Offensive foul called against Claiborne. His third, team's fourth of the second half, and a timeout is taken by Trousdale. Clay County leads by three, 44-41.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Solana for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activity Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Have you bought a new farm that needs work or just have an area you want cleaned up on your current property? If so, give Tennessee Land Management a call for a bid on clearing that wooded or overgrown area and add value to your farm. Offering dozer work, excavating, mulching, and even automatic watering systems and waterline installations, Tennessee Land Management is your local source for all things concerning property improvement. Give owner Mitch Fair a call today, 615-866-8426. Tennessee Land Management is a proud supporter of Clay County Athletics, encouraging you to show your Bulldog pride.
Clay County just regained a three-point lead on a bomb by Ben Bailey off the bench. He's got three in the contest, but it's Landon Woodcock's got 23 already.
Boy, boy, he's done it inside and out, and he's done it fairly quietly, but he's got 23. Huge night for that young man. Hopefully it's not over. 2:50 remaining here in the third quarter. Bailey has the ball for Clay County. Works over to Sharp. Sharp inside to Ashlock. Ashlock to Gunner Silk. And he had a beautiful look at it, but missed it. Woodcock with the rebound back up. He's fouled, but no fouls called. And now scrum for the ball. Silk comes up with it. All right. Slow it back down, boys. Here we go. Woodcock has the ball now. 2:30 remains. Clay County leads 44-41. Woodcock fires a three. No good. Rebound Rainey for the Jackets.
Getting pretty physical down there, isn't it, Coach? These referees aren't very picky tonight.
Ford now has the ball. Left wing works inside to McGuire. McGuire goes up from right block. He does not convert. Ashlock comes up with the rebound. 2 minutes remaining here in the third quarter. Clay leads 44-41. Ashlock fires a three from the top of the key and sinks it. 47-41, 6 points is the Clay County lead after the sophomore post player drains the three-pointer. McGuire with the ball for the Jackets, left wing, puts in the hands of Belcher at the top of the key. Belcher now to Rainey at right wing. Back to Belcher. Gunner Seal getting his most competitive minutes of this year here in this game on the floor. Right now for Clay County is a three-point shot missed by the Yellow Jackets. It is Gunner Silk, the freshman, Ben Bailey, the junior, Mason Sharp, the sophomore, Woodcock, who drives inside and fouls, and Jake Ashlock. Woodcock now fouled on the floor, no shots to come. Perhaps it was a shooting foul, I don't know. Ben Bailey takes a seat. Landon Woodcock takes a seat. The foul was on the floor. B.J. Emerton re-enters the contest with Heath Kimes, and Gunner Silk stays on the floor.
That's the kind of minutes you need out of a guy off the bench right there. Ben Bailey played about 2 minutes, came in, made a huge shot, got a rebound. That's what you need out of that seventh man.
Very efficient. Emerton now comes up with 2 points off the Mason Sharp inbound. And now, not Clay County, but Trousdale County at their end, puts up a three-pointer, no good. Rebound by McGuire, he puts it up, no good. Rebound by Baines. And a foul, offensive foul called against Trousdale. I'm not sure what player that was on.
Coach, Clay County is on an 8-0 run right now. What's the difference here?
They have quit taking the ball inside to Rainey. He stepped outside and took a big
quick
three. Quick
shots by Trousdale.
Charlie drew iron, and so they've quit. Right.
Clay County now, here they come in transition. Gunner Silk gets his official first 2 points, if I'm not mistaken, of his varsity career. And now Trousdale on the other end answers that 2 points with a three-pointer of their own by Kevon Baines. I'll check my stat sheet on Silk to see if that was first points of his career. Clay County now lost the ball out of bounds off of a Yellow Jacket. They'll maintain possession. You can't find Silk on my sheet here.
That Baines three-pointer ended the run at 10.
I believe that was Silk's first points of his career. I don't see him on the season stat total I've got. As a foul's now called against Clay County, against Gunner Silk. Silk stays on the floor. Sage Kiernan enters the contest. Jake Ashlock will set down. 30 seconds remain here in the third quarter. Clay County leads by 7, 51-44.
Look at this lineup on the floor for Clay County. Pretty small. B.J. Emerton's the biggest guy out there.
Baines scores a two-pointer for the Yellow Jackets. Cuts the lead to 5. Dogs have it. It's in the hand of Kimes. 10 seconds remains in the third quarter. Kimes on left wing, guarded by McGuire. 7 seconds now. Kimes drives. He's at high post, out low post, loses the ball. Baines comes up with it. 1 second, puts up a running floater. No good. Third quarter ends. Clay County leads by 5, 51-46. Stay with us for then.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Staying connected is what matters most. Connecting to one another here at home and to our friends and family across the world requires advanced communication solutions. Twin Lakes is delivering just that. Powerful communication solutions powered by fiber networks, keeping you totally connected every day. With fiber broadband speeds up to 1 gig, HDTV, security, and smart home solutions, and local phone service, Twin Lakes has you covered. Stop by one of our 7 local offices or visit us online at twlakes.coop to learn more.
We return here on the Horizon Sports Network for the conclusion of this game. 8 minutes to play, one quarter. Clay County leads 51-46. Kimes has the ball, top of the key. He works around, gets it to Ashlock. Ashlock looks down low to Woodcock. But that pass was denied and goes out of bounds. Crowsdale will take over possession. McGuire to inbound for Crowsdale. Gets it to Belcher. Belcher back to McGuire. Dogs are putting pressure in the backcourt here. Ford has it now. Back to Belcher. Pass intercepted by Jake Ashlock. He gives it to Demerton. Demerton to Woodcock. Woodcock in control now. 7.5 remains. Clay County leads by 5, 51-46. Woodcock drives, pulls up, shoots 8-foot jumper, drains it. Two more for Landon Woodcock. Clay County now leads 53-46. A margin of 7. Baines answers the call at the other end, but his shot's missed, and Woodcock gets the rebound. Landon now wanting the ball in his hands. However, he gives it up to Kimes. Coach Edwards gets up, stalking the sidelines, giving instruction to his team. Woodcock puts up a shot from right block. No good, but he was fouled by McGuire on the play. Crowsdale sixth team foul of the second half. Woodcock at the line to shoot two. That was actually the seventh team foul of the second half, but that was a shooting foul. Woodcock will get two regardless. Misses the first. Woodcock, a little over 80% free throw shooter on the season, misses that one. Hopefully he'll hit the second. It's away. Good. Claiborne re-entering the ball game for Trailsdale. The sophomore, Tarbarius Claiborne, sets down sophomore Kobe Ford. McGuire inbounds to Baines. Dogs have a turnover. As Mason Sharp was very aggressive. It went out of bounds off his hands, though, and Trailsdale will maintain possession. Timeout taken by Trailsdale. We've got 6:55 left here to settle this one. Take any leads.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pin to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Are you looking for quality health care close to home? Cumberland River Hospital offers emergency and acute care services, geriatric psychiatric care, outpatient physical therapy, and home health care. Our medical clinic serves geriatric, adult, and pediatric patients. Cumberland River Hospital has been serving this community for over 50 years. Our commitment to our community is a driving force behind what we do. Cumberland River Hospital is a proud supporter of Clay County Boys Basketball. It's the way we care.
How far would you...
We return here, coming out of this timeout. Trailsdale has possession of the ball, and a turnover created by B.J. Emerson. He times, comes up with a loose ball, aggressively goes to the basket, misses the shot, but is fouled. I like this pressure that Coach Edwards is applying.
Absolutely, because I don't think they really have it.
No, they are an athletic squad, but that true point guard seems to be absent for them. Times at the line, hits the first. We now extended to 9 points for the Bulldogs. Big District 6A game here. As we mentioned in our pregame show, it was a little bit botched by technical difficulties. This one could go a long way to determine a home round seeding for that satellite game in the first round of the district tournament. This year, that will take place at the top four seeds will have access to that game at their place. An excellent pressure by Kimes and Emerton in the backcourt on McGuire creates another Trailsdale timeout. We'll pause again.
You drive for a great deal on a new car or truck. A couple hours? Farther? No need to answer, because the only place to go is just a short 30-minute drive north of Salina to Don Franklin Chevrolet of Burkesville, where you can choose from over 4,000 new and pre-owned vehicles. Need financing, parts, or service? They offer that too. Check out all their vehicles at donfranklinauto.com or call 800-766-9600. Don Franklin Burksville Chevrolet, a family of dealerships in Kentucky.
We return here to Clay County High School, and a 9-point lead is the story of the game right now for Clay County. probably their biggest lead of the night. It's a 10-point lead. I can't do my math. 56-46 is the lead. 6:45 remains. Trousdale in possession of the basketball. McGuire has it. Trousdale has been comfortable using different point guards tonight. Now Ford will run the point. Four drives. Kimes picked his pocket, but a foul called against Heath. Clay County's 15th foul of this half.
Clay County scored the first 5 points unanswered of this fourth quarter to get to this double-digit lead, Daniel.
Hopefully we can continue a run like that later in the contest as we see Baines miss a three-pointer and B.J. Emerton with lots of elevation on the rebound gets it to Kimes quickly. He comes sharp from left corner, fires the three, no good, gets his own rebound back up. He goes, shot blocked. Now Kimes intercepts the Trousdale pass, throws it off of Baines and maintains Clay County possession. A beautiful hustling defensive play by Heath Kimes.
Absolutely. Had the wherewithal to get it around and get it off the trail of the player, and he bounced it out of bounds.
Sharp inbound. Gets it to Woodcock. He goes into the paint, approaches the basket. Walk call. Drug his foot. The turnover for Clay County. Well, that's
really
true. That's
to get
true,
a
Coach Watson. They let them get away with a whole lot that they didn't back when you were coaching.
Yeah.
Emerton comes up with a big defensive turnover as he picks the pocket of Baines, and Clay County now giving Trousdale fits with that full court pressure. Kimes gives it up to Woodcock in the paint. He's fouled. Anybody can see that, and the whistle blows. Woodcock will go to the line to shoot two. McGuire picks up what I think is his fourth personal in this contest.
And McGuire getting a little chippy. Woodcock didn't like it. I like to see that out of Landon Woodcock. Got a little heart there.
He does. He was letting McGuire know that he was still there and didn't bother him a bit. Woodcock hits that first free throw. Now we have an 11-point lead. 5:48 remains in the contest. Second shot's away, and it's good as well. Woodcock now well over 25, I believe, in this game. Thomas will update us later.
Approaching 30, Daniel. Nope. He's got 28.
And now another turnover for Trousdale County. They did that one on their own. This dog full court pressure really has the Yellow Jackets shook up.
It's like once we got it to 10, they kind of imploded on themselves.
Kind of got a little bit of a swagger about us right now. Do the Bulldogs. Just sharp has it right wing. Gets it to Woodcock in the corner. Back in Nashlock inside. Drives in there and nails the two-pointer in the paint. Beautiful play by the Bulldogs. We now lead by 14, 60-46. 5:16 remains in the quarter. Nice play by McGuire on that end. Trace McGuire, the senior for the Yellow Jackets. He got a layup. We now lead by 12. 5 minutes remain. Kimes runs the point. Coach Edwards up, stalking that sideline, as we mentioned, cheering on his team, barking out instructions. Woodcock has the ball, defended by McGuire.
Pretty good battle between those two so far. Afraid that Woodcock's getting the best of him. He's got 28, McGuire 7.
Kimes now has the ball, and a timeout taken by head coach Rob Edwards. Clay County leads by 12 halfway through the fourth.
Want to be treated like family? Then come to the pharmacy owned by family, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy of Salina. 100% family-owned by Dr. Tara Anderson and sisters Tasha and Tia, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy invites Clay County fans to give them a call at 243-6337 and stop in for all your prescription needs, free in-county delivery, or ice cold water while you wait. Anderson Hometown Pharmacy encourages you to always be loud and Clay County proud.
Tri-County Electric and TVA are providing a clear path for you to make your home a 10. Its most energy efficient rating through the new eScore program. eScore allows homeowners to work toward a score of 10 for their home at their own pace while earning rebates on qualified energy efficiency upgrades. For additional information and program details, please visit www.2escore.com or contact your local Tri-County Electric office. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
We return here to Clay County High School. 4:41 remains. Clay County leads 60-48 over Trousdale County. This is the biggest lead of the night. after a back-and-forth game throughout this contest. Mason Sharp loses the handle on the ball, and Kobe Ford brings it roaring down court for the Yellow Jackets. Ball now worked into the hands of Trace McGuire. And fortunately for the Bulldogs, Brayson Rainey, who had an outstanding first half, has been quiet thus far in the second half without scoring. And now we see Baines dive inside, shoots from left block, no good. Rebound Rainey. Rainey back to McGuire. He drives, very athletic play. His running jumper from the right block is good. 10-point lead now for the Dogs. Precisely 4 minutes left in the game. Points in transition come for V.J. Emerton off the assist of Landon Woodcock. Give B.J. two on that layup. Lead back up to 12. 3:45 remains. Clay County playing a lot better and more sound second half than they did the first. Ball worked in the low post to Tarvarius Claiborne, and on his shot attempt, he was fouled by Jake Ashlock. Got to contest that, though. Ashlock had a good foul there. Claiborne will be at the line for two. Bulldogs trying to get to 5-2 on the season, 3-0 in District 6A play. The meat of their schedule still yet to come for the boys and girls, as we've yet to face Clark Range, Monterey, and Pickett. Yes, Pickett County will be here Friday night. That game can be heard on WLIV. We will not carry that one. This is our game of the week for this week. WLIV will have that one. And we see B.J. Emerton. Yes, two more points for B.J. showing his speed. Good pass by Heath Times. Really saw the floor. Got it to B.J. in transition, and we scored there. Rainey fires the three. No good. Woodcock rebound, and here he comes. He'll pull up on left wing. Now circles back into the paint. Fakes a fast ass shot. Puts it in for himself, and now he's got 30 almost. 29 or 30, it's a bunch. Heath Times comes up with an intercepted pass, and Clay County really taking over this game. 3 minutes left, 14-point lead, 16-point lead for the Bulldogs. Ball worked.
Beautiful move by Landon Woodcock. I'm sorry, a ball fake on his line step in the lane, fake to the right, put it up with the left hand. Just impressive.
It was. Landon Woodcock proving to be a very athletic basketball player. Here for Clay County, he's the leading scorer almost every night, and he is again tonight. Ashlock has it high post, kicks it out to Emerton on the left wing. Emerton across to Mason Sharp. Sharp holds it. We're at 2:30 now in the game. Clay County chewing some time. No shot clock here in high school, of course. They're allowed to do so. Emerton has it. He goes back to Sharp. Sharp back to Emerton. Woodcock now with the ball. He'll be fouled by Rainey. Trailsdale had enough of running off the clock. Clay County with their 16-point lead. We'll try to extend that as Woodcock goes to the line. 10 team fouls now for Trailsdale. He gets to shoot two.
And you were right, Daniel. He hit the 3-0 for the first time this season. Great performance from Landon Woodcock.
Give him 31 as he hits the first of two free throws.
Great balanced game from him tonight.
He has free throw line, 3-point line, in the middle of the paint from the block, everywhere. As he hits the second, they go to 32 on the night. Trailsdale inbounds. 2:10 remaining. Clay County leads by 18. Ford has it on left wing. Goes to Claiborne at the top of the key. Back to Baines, left wing. Baines wants to drive. He's defended by Woodcock and cannot do so. Belcher has it now. Belcher back to Baines, fires a long three about 6 feet behind the arc, and it's an air ball. Certainly was. Baines a fine player, but that was not his shot. Minute 51 remains in the contest. Clay County leads 68-50. Kimes has the ball. He'll be fouled hard by Belcher. Kimes getting around a bit like an old man, Coach Watson. He's been a little banged up.
Yeah, he's I believe he's still tweaked a little bit. He, I like that. Don't throw it over to the old man.
And, well, that was not intended, but I guess that's the way it worked out. Times goes to the line for two free throws here. Minute 46 remains. You get that feeling that Clay County's going to get this victory after what's been a very hard-fought game. That free throw is good by Times. We may be having technical difficulty right now. We're not sure. Our screen's popped up and says we've lost our internet connection, but we're going to continue to call it like it's going live as Kimes hits that second free throw. K-K now leads by 20. Ford inbound the ball. Claiborne has it. After those Kimes free throws, once again, we lead by 20. Minute 40 remains. Substitutes in for Trousdale now. Houston Safford has the ball, left corner. Works it over to Ford. Ford now goes into the paint, puts up the jumper, no good. Rebound by Rickman. Rickman wants a look at three, doesn't take it. Ball goes out of bounds. Trousdale maintains possession. Jared Markham, Sage Tiernan, and Gunner Silk, Ben Bailey, and Mason Sharp on the floor for Clay County now. Minute 15 remains. Ford takes a look at the three, fires it, no good, off the side of the rim. Rebound, Jared Markham. Markham to Bailey. Bailey now hands off to Gunner.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all of your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel or Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top players, both the girls' and boys' games, by play-by-play announcer Daniel Throne, and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson. A final look at area scores of interest, and much more on the Farm Bureau Postgame Show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric can help make gift giving easier for any occasion. We carry Panamax surge protection along with NOAA public alert radios with SAME technology. If you don't want to pay cash, we'll be happy to let you pay over 3 months with 0% interest. Tri-County Electric also offers gift certificates that may be purchased in any amount. Gift certificates are always appreciated and they can be used on any of our products, including the electric bill. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Have you bought a new farm that needs work or just have an area you want cleaned up on your current property? If so, give Tennessee Land Management a call for a bid on clearing that wooded or overgrown area and add value to your farm. Offering dozer work, excavating, mulching, and even automatic watering systems and waterline installation, Tennessee Land Management is your local source for all things concerning property improvement. Give owner Mitch Gray a call today, 615-866-8426. Tennessee Land Management is a proud supporter of Clay County Athletics, encouraging you to show your Bulldog pride.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Stream that show, new song, movie, or family video. Bottom line, stream without waiting when you choose Twin Lakes. With broadband speeds up to 1 gig, 1,000 megabits per second, you can stream whatever you want, whenever you want, and without the wait. Enjoy your streaming experience when you choose Twin Lakes. Sign up or upgrade your broadband package today. Visit one of 7 offices for details or visit us online at twlakes.coop. Not available in all areas.
Okay, Daniel, I think we're back on the air. I sure apologize for all these problems we've had tonight with our broadcast.
Not something that we've ever experienced here. While we were off the air there, we saw the ending of this ball game, and Clay County won 72-55 over the visiting Trousdale County Yellow Jackets. We're going to go ahead at this time and do the Westmoreland management wrap-up. Final thoughts and stats from the Dogs game tonight. Now stay with us once we complete this wrap-up, because we'll come back after another break and do some more stuff. But for right now, let's talk about this one. Coach Watson, we just bore witness to Clay County really coming out in the second half and establishing themselves perhaps as the better basketball team on the floor tonight.
Yes, they definitely weren't the best athletes on the floor tonight, but they did a great job of staying calm, collected. Great job again from Woodcock, who had, I guess, his career high for us here up in the 30s. And it seemed like the other players that contributed a great deal at the point they were really, really needed.
Yes, they did. We saw B.J. Everton come in with points at times. We saw Ben Bailey come in, hit a big three. Saw Jake Ashlock do some great things in the post tonight in the absence of Gavin Silk. We saw Gunner Silk get his first significant minutes of varsity action this year. He showed as a freshman he's capable of coming in and participating as well.
Yes.
Thomas, any stats to share with the game?
I missed the final 2 points for Clay County in the ball game. I say we give them to Landon Woodcock. He had 30, according to my tally.
Well, I think subs win at the time, but we better not do that.
Okay, well, Jared Markham, how about
him? Yeah, give it to Markham. He was in.
I'll tell you what, I'm really frustrated with how things have turned out as far as our production tonight, but that's part of it. You're going to have trouble at times.
You're listening to the Farm Bureau Post Game Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all of your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel or Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they're the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Still to come, the announcement of the TDS top players from both the girls and boys games by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and a final budget pest control scoreboard update. As we wrap up the Farm Bureau postgame show after these words from our sponsor here on the Horizon Sports Network.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Want to be treated like family? Then come to the pharmacy owned by family, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy of Salina. 100% family owned by Dr. Tara Anderson and sisters Tasha and Tia, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy invites Clay County fans to give them a call at 243-6337 and stop in for all your prescription needs, free in-county delivery, or ice cold water while you wait. Anderson Hometown Pharmacy encourages you to always be loud and Clay County proud.
Are you looking for quality health care close to home? Cumberland River Hospital offers emergency and acute care services, geriatric psychiatric care, outpatient physical therapy, and home health care. Our medical clinic serves geriatric, adult, and pediatric patients. Cumberland River Hospital has been serving this community for over 50 years. Our commitment to our community is a driving force behind what we do. Cumberland River Hospital is a proud supporter of Clay County Boys Basketball. It's the way we care.
Don Franklin Burksville Chevrolet is a proud sponsor of Clay County Basketball. We're also proud to offer the folks of Clay County a state-of-the-art facility for all your vehicle needs. Whether you're looking for quality GM parts, or maybe GM Goodrich service, or what about a new or used car, truck, or SUV? We've got them, over 4,000 of them. Come up and visit us. We're at 1465 South Main, just across the river in Burksville, or you can call us at 1-800-766-9600, or you can see all 4,000 vehicles online at www.donfranklinautos.com.
We're back here on the Horizon Sports Network to wrap up tonight's broadcast after suffering through the first ever broadcast where we've had technical difficulties. I want to personally apologize to our listeners and our sponsors for the troubles we've had, which were beyond our control, but things happen, unfortunately. We were fortunate to make it through an entire football season and most of the basketball season without any problems, and are going to work to get things fixed for our next broadcast coming up in Monterey on January 7th. When Clay County travels up the mountain for another District 6A showdown with the Wildcat teams. Clay County has several games between now and then, which will be carried by WLIV 104.7 FM radio, and full coverage of those can also be found in the upcoming editions of the Del Hall Horizon newspaper. I want to quickly recap tonight's boys game again, where Clay County downed Trousdale by a final score of 72-55, behind a career-high 32 points from Landon Woodcock and 13 more from Jake Ashlock in the paint. Those two really carried the dogs tonight and helped blow open what was a tough physical battle early on. The Yellow Jackets led by two at the half, but Clay County outscored them 20-13 in the third and 21-9 in the fourth quarter to claim the 17-point victory. Besides Woodcock's big outing and Ashlock's contribution, B.J. Emerton had 8 in the ball game. Heath Kimes, 6, Mason Sharp, 6, Ben Bailey, 3, Gavin Silk, 2, and Jared Markham had a bucket in the contest. Before we sign off tonight, we want to announce the TDS top performers from tonight's games. Woodcock was a shoe-in for the Boys Award with 32 points, and what a night he had. And on the girls' side, we went with Taylor Strong. Even though she and Kenzie Arms both had 22 on the night, Strong had multiple assists throughout and really got the Lady Dogs up and down the court and off and running tonight. Great game from both of those girls, and the senior Brittany Boone who chimed in with 18 points too. But Strong sparked her team to victory with outstanding overall play. Tonight's TDS top performers were brought to you by TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. With that, we'll wrap up tonight's broadcast. The Lady Dogs defeated the Lady Yellow Jackets 69-47, and the Dogs down Trousdale County 72-55. Both teams improved to 5-2 on the season, heading into Friday night's showdown here in Salina with Pickett County. Again, we'll be back here on January 7th in Monterey. For Daniel Strong, Joe Sims, Thomas Watson, and everyone here at the Horizon Sports Network, this is Thomas Weaver saying good night.